Greaseman.
A force let loose that electrified and shook the world.
In Washington, we're FM. In Baltimore, we're AM.
WJFK. 411. Here's the beauteous Sherry Licker. Hello, Mrs. Gribbley.
Hi, Don and Mike. The inner loop of the Beltway slows before 193 to the 270 spur, then Old Georgetown Road to the Temple. The outer loop flows from the Legion Bridge over to the toll road. We have reports of a five-car accident northbound 3rd Street Tunnel near C Street. Only the left lane gets by right now. An accident now on the outer loop of the Beltway at Forestville Road. That's involving a jackknife tractor trailer. That's on the median. Inner loop of the Beltway slows at Van Dorn getting to 95. The outer loop of the Beltway slows at the Robinson Terminal over to 95. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
How are you?
And now, more with America's two favorite hypocrites, Don and Mike.
If their names don't wear them out, thank you for listening. It's Sioux City, Iowa. Our radio station is 99. Thank you for listening in Carrollton, Georgia. Our station there, WPTI. And thanks, as always, for listening right here in Washington, D.C. on 106.7 FM. WJFK will take your phone calls here in a few minutes. Phone scan coming up. A lot of stuff to get to on today's program. There's a love,
all right.
Just in time for the big holiday weekend. We'll be reviewing the movies that we haven't seen yet. I do want to get to the tape that the eye doctor sent us.
Oh, yes.
As it turns out, though, Bobo Spiewak, who loves to be in my doghouse, recorded over the tape that the doctor sent us.
Just when he was coming clean, he was going to have a good stay at the hotel, and
now he's back in the doghouse again.
Oh man, out in the backyard with the hound dog.
Need a new nickname?
Wrong way, Spiewak.
Wrong way. Where's wrong way?
We're going to add that to his collection of names.
So we're going to try to get the tape recorded. We're trying to find the original. The doctor sent us a cassette tape. And we put it from cassette tape onto reel to reel so we could play it here in the studio.
Is that why I haven't seen the boy around today?
Yes. Yes. Where is he now, Diane?
Oh, dear.
Where is he now?
He's redubbing the tape onto reel for you.
Have him come in here.
Okay.
Oh, God. Send him to the office, please. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week? There he is. He's backing in.
He's backing in. Hello, Robay.
You know when it rains, it pours, doesn't it?
Under normal circumstances, this would be nothing. This would be a civil error. But, Rob, you're fired.
These things happen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it's okay because I do have some connections with the Redskins now. And they want me over there.
That's right. It was you sitting with those football players last night.
That wasn't the funniest thing last night. Robbie was not signing the T-shirts. And I noticed that the rest of us were all sitting at the table with the members of the Redskins. I said, hey, Rob, get over here. And they put him right in between, coincidentally, right in between four huge black men, and Rabe, of course, the whitest man in America. So not only did you have the black and white thing going for you,
tragically
there,
white. Rabe is tragically white.
But these guys, all of them, Sterling Palmer, right. Brian Mitchell, big, strong, huge, muscular men.
Cedric Smith,
football
player.
And right in the middle of all of them was our boy Robe.
There you go. With that sheepish little grin on his face, too. I was
scared.
It was a wonderful scene to behold.
Didn't you actually have some people come up and ask the team was going to do like you were one of the Redskins?
The owner of Studebaker's wanted to see my ring.
Your Super Bowl ring.
And this is my big, stupid, clunky BCU ring. I said, here you go.
What?
He said, are you a starter? I said, no, actually, I was the Don and Mike show.
There you go.
How long is the ETA until you think you'll have that tape for us?
I would say next break.
Next break, okay.
It's flying.
Hold you to it.
We're working on it as best we can. And I am, of course, sorry.
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
I am yours.
What is better for thee than me?
Very sorry.
There he is. Robo Bobo, Benedict Arnold, Dolores Spiewak, Wrong Way Spiewak.
Sorry, once again, I am Wrong Way Spiewak.
Bobby Sparkles. There he is. Now, on to the four-hour club. So we'll get to the eye guy, the doctor guy on today's program.
All right.
Also, your phone calls. As I said, we'll be reviewing the movies. We'll play low-budget Jeopardy. We'll have some fun with phone booths if we have time during the program. Buzz, as always, standing by with news and information. But first, about the four-hour club, because we're about to make a four-hour club call here.
Are you ready to deliver your speech?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I have the proper music.
You know, I don't even have to do it as a speech, although I might work myself into it.
Yeah, I predict you will.
Have the music ready.
Being the great orator that I am. Can I tell you, you know what I need? I need God Bless America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the one that usually gets your juices flowing.
Here's what I have. I have the rock, our bad rock version of Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, that is totally improv, right?
It's kind of a jazz version of the Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
No, let's
do it.
That doesn't cut it. And then I've got the bad band version of Brown Sugar.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Brown Sugar!
Yeah, but this doesn't cut it either for one of my State of the Union speeches.
Yeah, when we're honoring Mick, we really do well.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Rats on the east side! Bad bugs up the hell! Look at me! I'm in Texas! I'm in Texas!
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But that music is also not appropriate.
No, it's not. No.
What is this one? Hawaiian War Chant.
Well, maybe. Oh, this is one of the new additions. It's one of my personal favorites.
It really fit the mood that I wanted, though.
Too happy.
All right, wait a minute.
Hey,
you're a regular Don Ho.
Yeah. That's Tom Gavin Don Ho.
It motivates me. Yeah. I don't know why.
Come on, I want to lay you.
We have such wonderful music for the background on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, but not what I'm looking for.
Got the best background music in the world.
Yeah, but Diana, where's like I Love a God Bless America?
Well, the God Bless America cart went the same way as the Oprah Sea Lion cart one day.
Don't we have any?
We're looking for it.
For God's sake, it's up from Queen's desk.
Well, that's as a matter of fact, we're looking through the John Pop collection at this time.
He's got marine stuff all the time.
Oh, that's right. Queen's wall isn't in here anymore, is it?
No, Queen's wall of
you should be able to just come steal stuff from Queen's wall.
Oh, I don't think this is right either, but...
This is perfect for any occasion, I think.
This sounds familiar. Oh, this was a big hit.
Yeah.
Chris Burke. Hey, it's party down time with the Don and Mike Show Memorial Day Edition. Be careful now. You don't want to catch poison ivy. Thank you, Chris.
Everybody knows.
All right. Sing it.
She'll get you in dust. You can look. But she's had a nice time. Poison ivy.
All right.
Oh, God.
Get down with poison ivy.
Boy, he rocks, doesn't he?
He's a rock and roll animal. Jerry, are we going to need to get you a glass of water?
I have never heard you laugh like that.
I believe Sherry's gone into a different level of laughter here.
I'm sorry, I was laughing. Mike was up.
Yeah, I like to dance to the music.
Yeah, he was doing a little dance. Right.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, sir. You know, yeah, music is for dancing. That's my philosophy.
You dance to forget.
That's correct.
You do your quirky dance?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just a little bit.
Why did you show what it was?
Well, yeah, the music has to play.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right.
Get it back out.
Yeah, you just, it's my putting on the hits.
Yeah.
Remember that great show, Putting on the Hits?
Oh, do I? was on that
thinking
show.
Thinking, right.
Oh, I was a big winner on that show, man. Here we go. Okay. Quirky. Chris Burke.
And Mike O'Mara.
All right. This is silence. Yeah. So, I mean,
is there one special part you dance to here?
Yeah. Special move that I do.
I still haven't seen him do anything. I'll
show it you and us. But she's having a nice time.
Thank you very much. Just a little lip sync.
Yeah. Just a little lip sync.
Very nice.
But you're going to hell a little faster than the rest.
I'm a point man. Absolutely.
I always said every time we play a song by Chris Berg, we're going to hell, but I think you just got the express ticket, my friend.
I'm going.
The express ticket.
Now, we still don't have the patriotic music.
All right, I'll do it without the patriotic music.
Oh, man.
Let's see if our crack staff can come up with it at some point. Although now, with all, you know, the Chris Berg feeling, now I'm back into being my usual fun-loving self.
We could hum it. You know, we could hum America the Beautiful in the background as you're doing your speech.
All right, let me see if I can work myself up to it. Because I'm in such a good mood again now. You know, and that is the feeling. That's what Chris Berg will do.
Absolutely.
If you're down in the dumps, turn that frown upside down.
That's why that's a great album.
Yeah, that's why we'll be jamming to that.
Mm-hmm.
You got it yet?
No,
I don't.
I don't got it.
Okay, in a nutshell, the 4-Hour Club is something that we started. I can't do this without the music. Let's do a commercial break, and we'll come right back. If I give you 6 minutes, do you think in 6 minutes you can find me some piece of patriotic music in a radio station that's got Queeg on it?
Charles?
Dad?
Was that a yes? You think you can?
Yes, I think we can.
Think we can, okay.
I think I can.
That is the motto of the Don and Mike Show. We think we can. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
They're the crack. You're the rats. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got to get right to it. We got too much.
Yeah, you know, it's that kind of day, isn't it? I'm having a very bad weather.
It's that kind of a day. We're back. Thank you so much for listening. Too much stuff to get to. We've got to make a call now in the 4-Hour Club.
All right.
All right, now we finally found some music.
Good.
Although now I'm not going to have time to give the total speech.
Okay.
I was working myself up. Because, you know, if I get myself worked up, let me tell you something. Richard Nixon's got nothing on me. His Checkers speech.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on me. John F. Kennedy, ask not what you can do for your country. What you can do for your country, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I put all those guys to shame.
All right. Well, let's put on our powdered wigs.
This is the closest we could find. We've got a CD of Civil War music. Okay, now I'd like to...
Hey, thank you, Doodle Dandy.
I'd like to talk about the 4-Hour Club.
Why don't you talk about the 4-Hour Club?
This doesn't work either. Hold on. Let me try... All right, this one. Cut number 21. Patriotic music from the Three Stooges.
When Johnny comes marching home. Yeah.
Johnny, when Johnny Carson comes marching home. Hi, all!
I just wanted to say the battle's over, and I'm home now.
You are correct. Oh, great one.
Joe D, put something on the kettle.
Hi, old Johnny Rab!
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Maybe this one will work. I think this will probably be the closest. Here we go.
There you go. You're set.
All right, now. Okay, the 4-Hour Club. That's right. Go ahead and put your feet back, Mike. Stay back, because you know I'm going to get into it now.
Back of my head.
Let me tell you something about the 4-Hour Club. Back before our show went national, we started the 4-Hour Club. And can I tell you something? These were hardworking American men, women, and children who we knew at any hour of the day. We could call and say, are you listening to the show right now? They weren't people who would laugh and go, oh, I was listening, but I was in my car.
Duh, I never thought you'd call me.
No, this isn't Don and Mike. No, these people, we'd call and we'd say, the password is baloney. They answer the phone, they'd say baloney.
That's it.
First word out of their mouth. You know why? Because they cared.
The 4-Hour Club meant something back then.
But now, it's just a chance to get another card that you can carry in your wallet. Maybe you'll get something free from Blockbuster Video. Can I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? The 4-Hour Club is an organization that will not die. And I will not allow you slackers in my 4-Hour Club. If you're in the 4-Hour Club, damn it. Gee damn it. Double G, damn it. You listen to the show every day for 4 hours without fail. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care. Get a Walkman. If you make the promise to listen to this show, you do it, or my revenge will be sweeter. I'm not talking about a hot dog machine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about...
Oh, now there's not enough music.
Well, I'm so glad you weren't able to reveal the hit anymore. Now you're supposed to get more sensitive.
So I'll tell you something. I love you people that listen to the show every day for 4 hours. You're the reason that I'm able to come in and do the show every day. Sure, there are some days when I don't feel up to the task. Being the world's greatest husband, lover, father, provider, it bears heavy on my soul. I come in and I'm reminded, I look at the list of people, these are why I'm doing the show. Because I know that Vanessa Quick, Rod Dollar, Darlene Rogers, Michael Caine, Jeff Chen, Bill Cron, Cesar Matos.
Michael Caine listens to the show.
That's the name. These are the people I know I can call them at any time, and they'll be listening. You know why? Because they promised. And because in this day and age, a promise doesn't mean a whole lot. I remember when the 4-Hour Club used to mean something, man. But now people seem happy to take the call and go, oh, Don and Mike, yeah, I'm not listening. Ha, 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 ha. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It happened again.
Yes, the music is important. I'll go to the church. So.
Okay. The 4-Hour Club. Sure, we've got 8,000 members. You know how many I can count on? Probably one page worth. What would happen if this same kind of apathy hit our American forces, our armed forces, our National Guard? What happens if the commies, the Japs, the Krauts, somebody decides to invade America, and they put out the call, President Clinton puts out the call to all the 4-Hour Club members out there, and he calls and he says, hey, this is Bill Clinton, listen, we're being attacked. You send in a card, you said you'd fight it, and the people say, hey, President Clinton, ha-ha, I'm not listening, you can turn me into a hot dog now. You know what happened, ladies and gentlemen? That's when you'd see the end of this country, and that's why I want to. Oh. All right, happen again.
There you go.
That's why I want to tell you that I only want you to join the 4-Hour Club if you really mean it, if you really care. Because you are the people, the 4-Hour Club members, who are the backbone of the Don and Mike program. The loyal, hard-working Americans who made this country great. This is beautiful. You're the people that listen to this program when they tell you, no, Don and Mike, they're dirty. They're sexist. They're pigs. They play fart sound effects. They play burping sound effects.
They're tinkers.
Yeah, the tinkers. What about tinkers? Tinkers! The tinkers of Ireland! They could join the club. They're loyal people. I want you to join the club, but I only want you to join the club if you can make me the promise that you'll spend every second of your day listening to this radio program. And if you can't, I don't want you in this man's army. So don't do it for me. Do it. Well, all right, hold on.
For the United States of America?
Yes. Yes, for the United States of America, Mike.
There you go. Always go back to Animal House.
Don't do it for me. Do it for the United States of America.
Hallelujah.
So listen, what I'm trying to tell you here is that I'm tired of calling people in the 4-Hour Club and they treat it as a joke. Ha ha, we're not listening. You know, it used to be something. It used to mean that these were people who we knew would listen every second of the show. You know why? Because they cared. Because they knew that this was the kind of radio show you couldn't find anywhere else. They appreciated this radio show.
That's right.
I said, Don and Mike, we will turn our lives around for your radio show. We'll listen every second. You can call and you can check. Those are the people that I want to talk to. And that's why... I can't continue this. I can't continue this.
The breaks in the music are simply too much.
And, you know, it seems every time I get going,
yes.
Every time I finally figure out where I'm going to go with this stupid speech, the music stops.
I know. There's nothing we can do about that.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. I'll give it one more try. Go all the way to the beginning. Cut number one.
All right.
This is the absolute last chance.
Good.
What the 4-Hour Club means by Dom Geronimo, Super Patriot. The 4-Hour Club, ladies and gentlemen, was started 2 years ago. It was a simple idea, which now is...
Hey!
Oh, man, that took the wind out of your sails.
Wait a minute, hey!
It was a great beginning with the drum intro there.
The 4-Hour Club. and what it means to me.
Shared the incommunicable experience of war.
Oh, shut up!
We have felt, we still feel, the passion of life to its top.
What is this?
The Civil War.
Our youths,
quote,
our hearts were touched with fire.
The guy that's talking about the Civil War.
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
It's Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Oliver Wendell Holmes can blow me.
Oh,
oh my God. Because I want new folks to join the four-hour club because you love the show.
Taking an ugly turn now.
Because you care for this show. Because you know what it means to make a commitment. You know what commitment is? I'll tell you what commitment is. Commitment is seeing a man on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, no, not him. Don't bring him into it.
I'm going to, Mike.
Oh, my God.
You want to know what commitment is? I'll tell you what commitment is right here. Commitment is... You've been married to a woman for 15 years. You have a beautiful, glorious relationship. You have a son. The proudest accomplishment of your whole life. You turn yourself around. You go to church every week. But you know what? You know what it is? It's leaving all of that person that you think you were really meant to be with.
Oh, no.
And his name is Dennis Rodman.
You're losing your focus.
I read in Sports Illustrated that he thinks about having gay experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's thinking about having those gay experiences with me.
What does this have to do with the four-hour club?
It has nothing to do with the four-hour club. But as I sit and look at Dennis Rodman on the cover of Sports Illustrated, with his silver hot pants, and his studded dog collar,
yeah,
his many tattoos, his orange hair, his nipple rings, his earrings, his nose rings, and the parrot that sits jauntily on his shoulder, I'm reminded that I'm a man in love.
Oh, God.
And I will not be swayed.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you and good night.
Wow.
That's good speech.
Thank you.
Having said all of that, let's make a call to the 4-Hour Club.
Okay, the password?
Yes, please.
Is rambling.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on a second, please.
The password is rambling. Well, I was with you up until the Dennis Rodman thing.
It wasn't my fault. Every time I would get on a roll, the music would run out. Every single time.
Okay, the password is nipple ring.
Okay, thank you.
There you
nipple
go.
Ring.
I know you. He's on your mind.
Now, listen, don't disappoint us. The 4-Hour Club, listen, here's the point, really. The 4-Hour Club used to mean something.
That's right.
These are people that we knew we could call. They used to proudly say, hey, Don and Mike, I'm in the 4-Hour Club because I listen to the show every second of every day.
That's right.
We need to have that commitment back.
And especially after that speech, they should be responding, and everybody should have their radios tuned to the show, and they should be standing by with the password nipple ring.
Now, keep in mind, if you answer your phone by saying nipple ring, I'll give you $100 in cash and qualify you for the trip to Australia that we'll be giving away on Monday, June 4th.
A wonderful prize.
Yes, a better prize than you deserve.
That's right.
Because you haven't been particularly loyal.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a chance to turn it around. Wichita, Kansas, where we just were just a week ago. We're the Kings of Wichita.
That's right.
Hey, do you know I got a fact? Someone told me, you should call your dad asking this. Someone told me that one of those stations has been rerunning the story of us coming to town on the evening news.
Well, that'd be great.
Like that they've run it like two or three nights in a row.
Well, it might have been the big event of the week.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it doesn't surprise me.
That's great.
Okay, here we go. Listener number 05051. Answer your phone by saying...
Nipple ring.
Nipple ring.
That is the password, and for everyone's sake, I hope the individual is at home.
Here we go. Of course, it's Memorial Day. Started a big 3-day weekend.
Oh, my God.
That's the spirit.
No! No, 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 no. Not even a hello.
They just hung up.
I can't believe it.
All right, I'll try another one. Undaunted, I believe. Listener number 03276.
The password is nipple ring.
Nipple ring. Here we go. 4-Hour Club. Used to mean something. People used to proudly say, I'm a member.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, is Chris there?
This is Chris.
Chris?
Yeah?
Chris?
Uh-oh.
This is Don Mike.
Pardon me? Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
See, this,
yeah,
this is, hold on. You put that. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the kind. Get the music going. This is exactly the kind of apathy that we can no longer have in the 4-hour club.
People are not taking the 4-hour club seriously.
Chris.
Yeah?
Chris, you joined our 4-hour club. You promised to listen to the show for 4 hours a day.
Doesn't.
I'm supposed to listen to the show for 4 hours a day.
Have you read the card? Have you joined the 4-hour club?
No, my roommate probably has.
Your name, Chris, how you pronounce your last name? Leggy?
No.
What's your last name?
Humble. You're talking about a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's another Chris.
Yeah.
We're talking to the wrong Chris.
I'm sorry.
The wrong Chris.
Oh, yeah, but I love you guys.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, now we're being charmed.
Yeah, well, we love Wheel and Posse getting laughing.
All right.
Where is Chris who joined our club?
He moved out, thank God.
Oh my goodness.
Another broken relationship.
We're hitting on all age. What was the problem?
No. It wasn't a relationship. He was just vicious.
He was vicious?
I guess. Oh. I don't know. It was before I moved here. But
what?
I heard, huh?
Hold on, how could that be?
Oh, so do you know Chris?
No, I never met him. But I just heard stories. And
you have his old phone number?
No, but he used to call here like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because he was vicious.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Hold on a second.
Oh, no, we have a stalker in the 4-hour club.
I have been told that on line 4 is the guy we tried to call in Wichita who hung up. Hello?
Hello?
Shalom.
Hello?
Yes.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
I completely misunderstood the time delay. I thought that the time delay was after, and I was afraid that was someone calling in, and it wasn't going to be you guys, so I hung up on them to make sure that you guys were going to get through.
I completely believe this guy.
Yeah, me too.
I do, too.
I do, because
I wish I could. I only wish I could. How could I best summarize my feelings?
Oh, no.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Michael. Michael Huber.
Michael Huber, Wichita, Kansas.
Absolutely.
Michael?
Every day.
You shared the incommunicable experience of war.
The Oliver Wendell Holmes quote again.
We still feel the passion of life to its top.
Mm-hmm.
In our youth, our hearts were touched with fire.
Shut up.
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Yeah. Oliver Wendell. I guess you're Oliver Wendell Holmes right there. Well, Michael...
Yes.
Michael, tell me something that happened. First off, how were you supposed to answer the telephone?
I was supposed to answer the telephone saying nipple ring.
Okay, tell me some stuff that happened on today's program to prove to me that you were listening to the whole show today.
Well, just before this, you had the great American music going behind you, trying to give a speech about how great the 4-Hour Club is supposed to be, and the music kept on screwing up on you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get through it.
Sounds like, okay, tell me one more thing that happened on the show, something that happened earlier in the show.
What is that whispering?
You have to understand, I'm at a restaurant, I'm at work right now, and
yeah.
You have to go up front to get stuff all the time, so we only catch bits and pieces of you during our busy time. Oh,
not good enough.
No, sorry.
Not good enough.
You had the chance,
Michael. Wrong answer. Yeah, not convincing. Now I'm not convinced anymore.
Oh, Mike, thanks for calling back.
Oh, thanks.
You upset now?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to remember the story you told at the very beginning of the show.
You told me that.
Remember the story. It had to do with your dog. Frida was complaining about every time
you
showed up, the dog just knew it was your car.
Okay, beautiful.
That's a bravo.
Bravo Lingus. That's all that we needed, Michael.
It just took me a minute to remember the story.
Here's a man who knows what the 4-Hour Club is all about.
That's right. He went the extra mile. He had to work hard to retrieve that from his memory banks.
Good for you, Michael. When did you join the 4-Hour Club?
About a month ago.
About a month ago. Did you get your card in the mail?
I have not got it yet.
There you go. Hitting on all 8 cylinders. That's the Don and Mike show. We're trying our hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Mike. I got $100 for you.
Thank you.
And you've now qualified to win a trip for two to Australia's Great Barrier Reef to swim with the great white sharks.
Sounds fun.
If you're the winner, you'll be submerged in water in a shark cage. The trip includes round-trip airfare for two to Australia, a 4-day boat ride for two. We'll give away this trip. We'll draw it with the 4-Hour Club winners on Monday, June 4th. And it's all sponsored by Foster's. That's Australian for beer. Michael Huber
a great American.
There you go. All right.
Man who listens to the show promised he would. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you. And on behalf of Oliver Wendell Holmes, thank you for listening.
We love you guys.
That's beautiful. Hold on a second. Now, what do I do with the other girl?
No, she was talking about all sorts of turmoil.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, we're back. Now, what happened with the guy you were living with?
Well, does he win any money?
No.
The other guy. The other guy wants money.
Well, I was going to say, because he owes my roommate money, so...
Well, so the guy's a total deadbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep laughing.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's the show everyone can agree on, even the boss, Don and Mike.
Now, with all this talk you've heard about the 4-Hour Club, I forgot to mention, if you'd like to join, if the pressure is not too much for you...
Yes, realize that it is a commitment.
Please call 1-800-404-H-O-U-R.
It's that easy.
1-800-404. That's the number for the return of the 4-Hour Club. A phone scan coming up in our next break. We'll review the movies we haven't seen yet in the next hour. Buzz will give us the first look at the weekend's news. We'll play Long Budget Jeopardy.
All right.
And I happen to know by my request, we have somebody brand new today on Jeopardy, don't we?
Yes, somebody modern, somebody exciting.
Yes, somebody very 90s.
Yeah, but somebody who's very low-key and is really probably going to have to be dragged in here.
Somebody with very, very greasy hair.
Extraordinarily greasy hair.
He's a very influential singer with one name.
Mm-hmm.
A one-name singer with greasy hair.
And he's got... Just my humble opinion, he's got a heck of a tude.
Yeah. And a problem with B.O.
Oh, yeah. I could smell it out in the hallway.
Oh, we'll get to that also. Today is Friday, the 26th of May. Birthdays today. Stevie Nicks. That's just a reaction. Stevie Nicks.
In her day. Way back when.
She never had a day. Also, Stevie Nicks is 47. Also today, Philip Michael Thomas. Hey, there's the biggest loser on today's celebrity birthday list, 46.
Bada-bing.
He has a psychic line now, I believe.
Good for him.
Yeah. Of course. That's what they do. When they can't get the theater, if they can't get the money to buy the theater in Branson, they have the psychic line.
And Jeannie Francis having a birthday. She, of course, Luke and Laura, and she is married to Will Riker.
That's right.
From my Star Trek. Here are the videos we were renting this past week, according to our friends at Blockbuster Video. Number 5, The Specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Terminal Velocity. Number 3, I'm Jack Barry. Quiz show. Number 2, Shawshank Redemption. And number 1, Stupid Gump.
All right.
He's still number 1.
Good for him.
President Clinton did it. Evander Holyfield did it. Coach of the Atlanta Hawks, Lenny Wilkins, did it. But Tom Brokaw said he was too busy. A high school librarian in Lovejoy, Georgia, says she wrote to 100 people, famous people, asking them to record the Pledge of Allegiance to inspire students to pay more attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brokaw faxed a letter saying that he had no time.
Tom Brokaw did?
Yes, he did.
Well, we all know why he didn't do it. He couldn't pronounce it.
Say allegiance. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Allegiance.
I Love Lucy fans from around the world are gathering in Jamestown, New York for the 5th annual Lucy Festival that starts today.
I wish I could be there.
We got to get some phone numbers. You know, even though it's a holiday, today's show might have to go past the scheduled stopping time.
Mrs. Carmichael.
There's just too much stuff to get to. You can tour Lucy's hometown, stop at the house where she grew up, and also see Lucy's favorite bakery. You can bid on more than 90 items from Lucy's estate. You know what I'd like to get? One of Lucy's cigarette holders.
Well, you know, you could tour the Lucy's Cigarette Museum.
You see all of the cigarettes that have the lipstick stains on them?
These are all my favorite brands.
Ricky
and I, we didn't get along. We had creative differences.
Proceeds from the auction go to the Lucy Desi Comedy Center. That is this weekend in New York. Here's news about Batman Forever. Chris O'Donnell, who is Robin, says the worst part of his Robin costume is the mask,
mm-hmm,
because it doesn't have a string on it or a strap, and they had to glue it to his face.
Oh, ew.
In the beginning of the show, he will be wearing red and green like the Robin from the comic books when he's Dick Grayson in the circus. But you know, Batman found him because his parents were killed, much the way that Batman's parents were killed.
And so he did acrobatics.
Yes, and he becomes Robin, then he gets pierced ears, And Chris O'Donnell says he didn't even notice the nipples on his Robin suit until everybody started making such a big deal about it.
Oh, yeah, like he wasn't at home looking at it in the mirror.
Happy anniversary to Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley.
They made it a year?
Yes, they did. They proved a lot of people wrong.
Yes, they did.
1 year ago today, they got married. The marriage is 1 year long, and it still hinges now. The marriage hinges now on the success of Michael's next album. History. I guess they're thinking that if the record bombs, that the marriage will go kerplunk, but if the record is a big hit, then he'll keep her around and they'll keep the charade going.
Lisa Marie, if the record doesn't sell, I'm going to dump you. I'm going to dump you like a sack of potatoes.
Let me tell you something, man. You can't dump me.
Yes, Lisa Marie, I can.
You can't dump me. I'm going to tell you. Dump me. You dump me. Lemonade. That's
cool. Refreshing drink.
If you dump me, Michael, I'm going to tell them about the little boys you have over to the house all the time.
And, you know, that's just what she sounds like, too. We never hear from Lisa Marie. You never hear her. And that is what she says. Sounds just like your daddy.
It's me. It's me, Lisa Marie. Hey, come here, you little emaciated creep.
Okay, Lisa Marie.
Give me some money, man.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, please don't get addicted to prescription narcotics like your daddy.
I thought you was addicted to prescription narcotics yourself, you little skinny twerp.
Yeah, I guess I was. Okay, you can have all the Demerol you want.
Hey, what's the deal with your skin, man? What are you, white or black?
I'll never tell. That's my big, deep, dark secret. Gosh, I hope my album's a success, otherwise I'll have to dump you.
How come you got that kid from Home Alone locked in the closet, man?
Oh, yeah, Macaulay Culkin is over here. He's visiting. Hey, I'm going to give him a llama ride a little bit later.
I don't like them llamas, man.
Oh, I do.
Hey, where's my deodorant pills? Where's my dad's deodorant pills?
give me some of her deodorant pills and then have her go out and milk the llama.
Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin has been caught smoking in the proverbial boys' room.
Uh-oh.
He lit up a cigarette in an airplane bathroom. On a flight, what a short flight, from San Francisco to Portland, Oregon. It's like a one-hour flight. The alarm went off, and he was caught. You know, they warn you about that on the airplane. They say, no smoking, and we have smoke detectors in the urinal.
And it's not like when you go into one of those airplane bathrooms that you're far away from the smoke detector.
So listen to this. Have you ever thought about smoking on an airplane? They heard the alarm go off. The flight crew radioed ahead, and Jimmy Page was met by Portland police.
Wow.
When the plane landed. And they arrested him.
Wow. Yeah, John, federal violation. It's, you know, they're serious about this.
John Tesh and the people at Entertainment Tonight have worked out a deal. Did you hear this the other day that John Tesh wanted to take time off from his job of reading a teleprompter to go out and do music?
Sure.
He fancies himself as a musician, not as just a Ken doll that reads a teleprompter.
Yeah, it's Tesh music, Don.
And the people from Entertainment Tonight said, no, listen, you big goon, your job is to sit here and read from the teleprompter. And they said that they were going to take him to court.
Right.
To actually force him to come to work. Well, they have worked out a deal. They wanted to stop him from taking 3 months off to promote his CD. They have agreed instead to give him more vacation days. Mm-hmm. And he says he'll be back to his grueling schedule on Entertainment Tonight. His grueling schedule of sitting in a desk and reading for 25 minutes a day.
That's what he does.
He and Mary Hart have the absolute cushiest jobs.
Yes, they do.
Ever.
And the makeup that those guys put on is absolutely amazing. I remember one time I was down here. They were doing a live show down in Washington.
Oh, I remember that day.
And I went downtown to see the taping of this, and they just troweled it on. I mean, Mary Hart looked like Bozo. All she needed was the orange hair.
And who dresses her? Have you seen her recently?
No.
She's got on, I don't know a lot about girls' fashions, but about women's fashions, but she had the other night she had on something with these big, huge collars, and big polka dots, and just blah.
Yeah, for a while there, she was going through the Western wear look, you know, where she'd wear those little cowboy vests and stuff.
Howdy. No, it was almost a Navy look that she had going on the other night, like in A Few Good Men. She had something like that with a bunch of polka dots.
And John Tesh not wearing pants during all those tapings.
Never. Let me see. Kevin Costner. Oh, here's a surprise. Now that his wife is about to take half of his money, Kevin Costner has decided, hey, honey, I'd like to work things out with you. He's married. This is a typical story of a guy that gets famous. Kevin Costner, married for 15 or 16 years. His wife stands behind him all those years.
Mm-hmm.
He starts to make some movies. Yep. He gets a little stink on the side. And then the next thing you know, boom, he wants out of the marriage.
That's right.
Well, Kevin Costner is worth like $1 billion.
And she wants her share.
She wants $80 million.
Well, that'll take care of things.
Surprise, surprise. She announces she wants $80 million. He says, honey,
I've made a mistake. Come back. I love you, baby.
Please come back to me.
Isn't that funny? He says that, that if she can take him back, he wants to get back. Here's on here's what's on the TV talk shows today. Relationships and sex, the theme of today's TV talk shows. Gordon Elliott had Love That Crosses Social Strata. Maury Povich has Women Who Dig Younger Men. Sally Jesse have Men Who Want to Cheat on Their Wives. Dennis Prager, who's that? Has a show on amateur sex videos. And Jerry Springer, the king of sleaze, has promiscuous people.
I heard a rumor that next week Maury Povich is going to have women that get fired from high-profile jobs.
and finally, basketball bad boy Dennis Rodman will not marry Madonna, but he says that he does listen to her when she gives him advice about his career.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman also says he'd like to finish his career in Los Angeles. He'd like to do movies someday. He has led the NBA in rebounding in four consecutive years. He wore three different hair colors in a six-game series last week. And he takes 5 minutes after games to get his jewelry through his assorted body piercings.
Oh, God.
Dennis Rodman.
There, your man. There goes the fantasy again.
You'll give me just a moment to think about what it would be like to kiss Dennis Rodman.
Boy, boy. Hair. The earrings, your navel, and your nose, your ears. Seems like that's somebody who needs the attention.
I think I do, because it's like sometimes I get bored. I'm bored now. And this lady, I gotta do something to kind of spice myself up now. Because I'm at this age where, hey, you know, like, I'm not gonna, you know, be getting any younger. So I just do it just because it makes me feel like, you know, it's something to do. Just keeps me the drumming going. That's what a kid is, basically. A kid is love.
Dennis, you made it okay for me to say this. I love you, man. Dennis Rodman.
Mrs. Dennis Rodman Geronimo. That's got a nice ring to it.
Well, you got to take his name.
Yeah.
You got to take his name.
Are you saying I would be the wife in this relationship?
Oh, absolutely.
Mrs.
Okay, I think.
Mrs. Dennis Rodman. I could deal with it.
Mrs. Donald Rodman.
I could deal with it.
Donald Geronimo Rodman.
I'm Geronimo Rodman.
That would be my name. Dennis Rodman, I want you, baby.
People look at you and it's a freak show. What do the tattoos symbolize for you? Can you give me an idea?
I just express some of the things I've been going through, some of the things that I want to go through. I feel like the tattoo
work. Roll up the sleeve on this side. Just that is a motorcycle there. I don't know if we can accept.
A cross.
There's a cross. There's a woman. It looks like she's a woman on a motorcycle with a tail. Now, what the hell is that? Now, what does that symbolize?
It's something that you like. It's art. It's all about art.
That's it.
I mean, you look at it like you look at, oh, wow, he's got all these tattoos on his body. What is he doing to himself? He's not doing anything. I'm being Dennis Rodman.
And I'm being Mrs. Dennis Rodman.
You know, you could endear yourself to Dennis.
Why?
You get those tattoos and color your hair and the piercings and the body piercing.
Here's the last part of the article in Sports Illustrated. This is all we have time to read today. It's the last page. Back in San Antonio, Dennis Rodman returns from the team dinner. Hey, he says to the reporter, have you ever been to a gay bar? At 11 p.m., propped up by adrenaline and coffee, chocolate-colored coffee beans, I'm in the passenger seat of Dennis Rodman's custom Ford Monster truck. Everyone in the state of Texas knows my truck, Dennis Rodman says, of his pink vehicle.
Oh, wow.
And everybody knows where I live. Later, after a night of drinking and dancing at a hopping gay bar, we pull up to his house and find the trees out front streamed with toilet paper. A carload of young revelers passes by, leaving a wake of unintelligible yells. We walk through the back door, past the four bottles of Goldschläger in the backup refrigerator, and understand each other without speaking. I will write all night and then be gone, out of Rodman's whirlwind, leaving him alone to pursue his calling as an unfettered spirit. His German shepherds are barking unconscionably, and his exotic birds are squatting with abandon. The Spurs' 10 a.m. practice will begin in 3 hours.
Did you say they're squatting with abandon or squawking with abandon?
Oh, they're squawking.
Okay, I was curious what the birds were doing.
Something profound needs to be said as we separate, but the silence persists.
Who wrote this article?
I guess somebody always loves Dennis Rodman as much as I do. And the last thing Dennis Rodman says merrily, wake me up at 10:30. He seems to be kidding,
but who can know?
That's right. He's a mystery man. He's a man of mystery. That's what a mystery and intrigue, and that's what draws you to him.
Ah, like the moth to the flame. A quick commercial break, and let's take some phone calls. Why, I'm in the mood for love now.
I know you are.
Come on, call me. Here we go. 1-800-636-106. I want to tell you something. It takes a man very secure in his own masculinity to announce that he finds another man attractive.
Absolutely.
As I do with you, Dennis.
That's wonderful, and I hope you two can someday meet.
All the Dennises in my life. Rodman, Murphy, Weaver,
James.
Dennis. James, okay, you win. You win. Phone scan next at 1-800-636-1067. Reese.
Oh, yeah, all right. Touche.
The Menace.
Phone scan next. You get on the line to get on the air. We've got to hurry, though. We're running out of time. We'll be right back.
Radio God's Dynamite.
Phone scan, live straight ahead. If the toll-free numbers are busy, please be my guest. Call 202-432-1067. Here's Sherry LaCour. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Dynamite. If you're headed for the Bay Bridge, no major problems right now. Reported on eastbound 50 through Annapolis. The inner loop closed briefly at the toll road, then at the GW Parkway to the spur. The outer loop closed from Old Georgetown Road to the toll road. Authorities have reopened the ramp from southbound 95 to Route 1. It will close again at 8 p.m. this evening, so be aware of that. The toll road inbound closed at the toll Plaza over to the Beltway. Out of the Beltway closed after Van Dorn heading for the Wilson Bridge, and no interloop delay across the Wilson, but it does slow approaching Van Dorn over to 95. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Mike would do these himself, except he can't read.
How funny.
More with the Don and Mike Show.
We're back. Thanks for listening in Portland, Maine on Hot Talk 970 WZAN in Long Island, New York. Thank you for listening. Our station there, WGBB. And thanks for listening in Tampa Bay, Florida on 1010 Talks, WQYK. Right into a phone scan. Let's dive into calls at 1-800-636-1067. We got a lot of stuff to get to in the last part of the show. I will try to keep my emotions under control.
Yeah, whether it be talking about the 4-Hour Club or talking about Dennis Rodman.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
I got news where you can get some Batman Returns stuff.
Oh, a kid? Isn't it a kid?
No, I'm 19 years old.
You're not 19.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'll be 20 in June.
What year were you born in?
1675.
It's been 75.
75.
When do you think your voice is going to change?
I don't know. I hope so.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I just got pubes.
You just got pubes?
Pubes, dude.
Pubes, dude. Where are you calling from, son?
I'm calling from Lynchburg.
From Lynchburg, Virginia, yes.
Yeah, I got...
Come on, you're a kid.
No, I'm not a kid.
Come on, let's be honest.
I'm being honest with you.
Tell me some of your favorite mixed drinks.
Mixed drinks?
Yeah.
Like Shirley Temple? I mean, I can't drink.
Of course, yeah, because you're a kid.
19, he's got to be 21.
All right, tell me some of your favorite beers.
Beer? Sharp.
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 Coors Cutter?
All non-alcoholic brews.
Yeah, you know, I'll give him this. I don't think a little kid would know the name of a bunch of non-alcoholic brews.
I don't think so either.
Maybe you are a grown man.
I'm telling you the truth,
man. I am. I'm telling you the truth.
All right, then, as I say often, I am here to believe you. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, I got some Warner Brothers Studio Store magazine that has Batman Returns stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, actually in the middle of it.
Are you nervous, son?
A little bit. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, calm down. Take a big, deep breath.
Don't be nervous.
All right. Okay.
No, go ahead. Take the deep breath. Tiny little lungs. That's as deep a breath as he can take. Did you hear that? I asked him to take a big, deep breath, and he went...
There's a place in Fairfax called the Fair Oaks Mall.
Yeah, what is it you want to tell me, sir?
Well, I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to tell you a place where you can get some Batman Returns.
He is here to help you
me.
Because now he is aligning you with that movie, Batman Returns.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
That's right.
What kind of stuff, sir? Listen, if you're going to talk to me about stuff, I only like the highest quality stuff.
Well,
I don't like junk.
You don't like stuff like boxers and gumball machines?
Boxes and gumball machines.
Just got a nice hat in here.
A nice hat? No, no, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
All right.
No, sir. Let me tell you something about myself. When I collect something, I collect only the finest.
Yes.
Whether it be women, whether it be exotic dogs, whether it be houses in the world's most beautiful locations, whether it be expensive sports cars,
fine wines,
or whether it be Batman paraphernalia, only the finest, sir.
Okay.
I scour the globe for the finest.
All right. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
The drink is Sharps.
I sure will.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Take a deep breath. Hello. Car phone, Sacramento, California.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing today?
Great, thank you.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Yeah?
Did you guys get any word back from Dennis Rodman when you called the San Antonio Spurs?
No, I didn't hear anything. But I'm hoping, I think they play tonight. Is the game tonight or tomorrow, Buzz? Nice game?
It's tonight, I think.
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping tonight at some point when Dennis comes out of the game to rub his feet and take his shoes off with the cameras on him, I'm hoping that he'll give me some kind of message.
Who knows? Maybe like down on the lower part of his arm he'll have a Donnie tattoo.
Who knows? Who knows? I want you, Dennis. I want you as much as you want me, man. I want you, baby. God, I want that man. Don't you laugh. Don't you laugh at me, sir.
I'm not mocking you. No, I'm not.
I'm serious. I want that guy. Thank you.
All righty.
All righty.
Take it easy, fellas.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Just you and Dennis in a room wearing those kind of like Calvin Klein briefs, the ones that go down to your knees.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, it's just going to call up, say howdy, and have a word with them.
A word with them?
Yeah.
What did you want to speak with them about?
What are they talking about right now? Let me get my headphones on.
Well, they're talking about Don's homosexual feelings towards Dennis Rodman.
Oh, that sounds dreadful. Forget it.
Okay, bye-bye.
That sounds just dreadful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I guess it sounded dreadful to somebody else, too.
Two in a row. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Monty from Elk Grove.
Elk Grove, California?
Monty.
Monty. Hi, Monty.
Hi, DM.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Listen, there's six of us taking off in about 2 days. We do this every other year. We get about a couple grand apiece, get a motor home, and just drive. And we're going to be in Fairfax sometime prior to the game.
Prior to what game?
Your baseball game.
The Don and Mike Bowl, yeah.
The bowl.
Okay, I'm with you.
So we're kind of, we're kind of swaying over to you. But
what do you do? I mean, you do this every year. Do you have a mission every year, or is it simply just to drive?
Well, the mission is fun.
Just to have fun, just to get in the motorhome and drive across the country and seek out fun.
This is correct.
Is this just guys?
Oh, yeah.
Just guys.
Leave the ladies home. They sew or something. Who cares?
Are you old guys? Are you like guys from the movie Cocoon?
Cocoon? No, I'm 48. That's old, I guess.
48? No, it's not as old as Cocoon guys. Okay. Is it a change of life? Is it some kind of a midlife crisis you guys are going through?
Oh, we've been doing it for 10 years, so I guess it's...
In 10 years of taking a vacation in a motorhome, what is the oddest thing that's ever happened? Hello?
Hello?
What's the oddest thing or the most interesting thing that's ever happened?
Oh, geez. Let's say it must have been in Gila Bend, you know, it's in California.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up, and it was hot. The Colorado River goes through. We jumped in the river, cooled off, and there was a boatload of people, or rafters. About 20 of them, and they all mooned us.
That was in 10 years. Wow.
Way to live on the edge.
Jail. Hey, no, I can't even tell you what. Anyway, what I want to know is...
All right, Easy Rider.
All right, Daddy-O.
Can we go to your game?
Sure you can, but you know you got to have a shirt. Buy a shirt, wear the shirt to the game, and of course you're welcome to come.
Now, all you guys going to be there?
Yes, for the day of the game, we'll all be there.
Is Sherry going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm beginning to see what goes on this mobile home.
Is she
going
to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, bummer. Okay, bye.
Bummer. A bummer?
That was strange.
I don't understand that. I would not take that personally, sure.
Okay.
He's Rodman fans.
Yeah, oh, maybe.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Don and Mike.
There's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
As Jerry Seinfeld would say.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike.
And Jerry Seinfeld last night was on the Charles Grodin show and had a theory about the O.J. Simpson trial, which I thought was pretty interesting. He's talking about the nap. You know how O.J. said at 9 o'clock he took a nap.
Oh, right, before he went on the plane.
And he said, I don't understand. Why would anybody take a nap before they're going to fly on the red eye? What do you do? Rest up for your trip across the country on a plane?
On a plane where you're going to sleep?
He had an interesting point there. Who are these people?
Who are these people? Why is OJ taking a nap 15 minutes before he's going to get on the red eye? Everybody sleeps on the red eye.
Too bad his TV show is not as funny as that. Hello.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yes.
You don't get too many calls from Cleveland.
No, we don't, but we're glad whenever we get one.
I was just going to tell you guys, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to open up here on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get the local station to bring you guys up here to Cleveland and broadcast to the nation from the city?
Okay, thanks for the call.
And there won't be too many DJs at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opening either.
Well, bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's go back to the Washington lines. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I came to the Studebakers last night. I just had some comments. I was really relieved after about 10 minutes of watching this one guy who was probably at least as wide as he was tall, concerned that was Rob A., and his... getting worried about what the rest of the crew looked like after that. And he kept making rounds to the little snack bar there, probably about 18 times. I was getting ready to bail out, but fortunately, Rob A. turned out to be a fairly normal-looking guy. But,
you're breathing very heavily, sir.
Well, what you guys kept saying, how heavy, well, I know, I was just carrying stuff inside
the house. Take a deep breath. That's much better than a 19-year-old.
Better than the little man. The little man, the slight one.
I'm 20, so my lungs are fully developed.
Okay.
Older than 20. No, but I also am the guy I had unfortunately gave my shirt that you were signing there to Broyhill first, and he kind of signed his name real big at the top and brought it to you guys and showed you Broyhill trying to get top billing, and Don took his marker and wrote, is a dickhead.
Okay, oh, now listen.
Hold on, sir.
Let's keep some of the things that happen at these appearances to ourselves, okay?
Oh, my.
I know it's all in fun, but now I'm going to have to find a different shirt to wear to the game.
Oh, no, you could probably wear a shirt that says Charles Broyhead is a dickhead to our baseball game.
Oh, really?
That would be a shirt of honor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be there.
Thanks for the call.
All right, no problem.
What do you think? We have people at the gates that are going to be, I'm sorry, that's not suitable.
And what was he saying about Rob A? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think there was a rather large gentleman there that has come to our appearances many times. He's a very nice guy. We both shook hands with him.
Oh, you mean Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba.
That's me.
Jabba was there last night, and this guy thought that he was Rob A.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm with you now.
There you go.
Hello, Sacramento.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Well, thanks. I'm just calling because I caught an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation yesterday in syndication.
Yes.
Well, repeats. And it was an episode called Justice where they're visiting a planet where all they want to do on the planet is do it. And,
is this the planet where all the people are young and Wesley gets in trouble for playing baseball?
Yeah, well, he fell through the terrarium there.
Right, yeah.
And any crime on the planet, no matter how small or big, is punishable by death.
Yeah, you get killed, right? That's one of the first episodes they did.
But the reason I'm calling is because the name of the race of people that you mentioned, they're the Edo. They're called the Edo. And so what's funny is Picard's by going, we must obey by the eco, number one.
I'll have to bring that episode in. That'll be some good tapes. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Thank you for the tip.
That's terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you guys doing? The Radio Gods.
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, this weekend, I don't know if you guys are big NASCAR fans.
Oh, huge NASCAR fan.
But the McDonald's car is getting painted like the Batman Forever this weekend.
Oh, well, that'll just be double the reason for me to watch.
It sounds like a great...
You know, maybe you could watch the NASCAR and see that Batman car after you get your hat.
What's that?
Your Batman Forever hat and your Batman Forever boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
All right.
Hate car racing. Hello.
Hello, God. Hello, Mark.
Oh, my.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, God.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi. What was that?
You said you wanted me, so I'm calling you.
What did I say I wanted you?
No. You said you wanted Dennis Rodman.
Oh.
Dennis Mercy.
Oh, Dennis Wheeler.
No, I was Dennis Wheeler?
I'm just kidding, Dennis.
Yeah, you knew he was kidding.
Hey, Don, yeah. Mike, guess what?
What?
I am meeting Don tonight.
There you go, buddy. There's some good news.
Hey, it took 3 weeks to get together, but we're finally getting together tonight.
Holiday weekend, Dennis. That's great.
Yes, and I can't wait.
Get some stink. Hope you get some stink.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just don't let it happen what happened to you in Reno.
What are you doing tonight? What's happening on the day, Dennis? What are you playing?
Meet at Chi Chi's and Tyson Corner, yeah. And we'll take it from there.
Do you have in the back of your mind a game plan, you know, after Chi-Chi?
Well, I'm just going to be a nice guy.
Mm. Yeah, but after Chi-Chi's, if things are going well, where do you think you'll take her?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't want to go any further right now.
Your bedroom?
Do you
think you could get to second base with her?
I'm hoping.
Dennis, do you know what second base is?
Second base, you know what?
Second base is not doing it, Dennis.
The black.
Yes, Dennis.
Okay.
That's very good.
I'm on my bases.
So you think you can get to second base with this girl?
Hey, well, you sound confident, Dennis, and you've been working very hard at this.
Yeah, you know, like, it took forever, but we finally are meeting for a second rendezvous.
You think you can get to third base with her?
I'll be nothing to get to second base, so I'm not going to push it.
Yeah, I'd say if he gets to third base.
I'm not third base, hey.
Oh, God. Wow.
You know what third base is, Dennis? Don't say it.
Don't
say it.
Is it you know what?
No, it's not you know what.
No. Is it the lower part?
Is it the what?
The lower part of the body.
The lower part. Yes.
Yes, very good.
Yes, Dennis.
Oh, okay, I'm on third base. Okay.
You know third base. Okay, you know third base.
And I know what home run is. I don't have to say that.
Oh, yeah, just beautiful. Think Denise.
Okay.
Denise!
Have a great weekend there, Slugger.
Hey, you all have a great weekend.
Mickey Mantle Murphy. Hope you hit one out of the park.
Hey, oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey,
carry a big stick, Dennis.
You all have a great weekend.
You too, Dan.
Shelly?
Hi, Dennis.
I miss your voice.
Oh, well, I miss you, too. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know, but don't worry. I'll be at the game. Okay, can you see?
Are you memorizing it this year, Dan?
I'm memorizing it. Please, I'm memorizing it.
All right, good luck, Slugger.
He loves it when you call him Slugger.
Don't take any batting practice before the game like you did in Reno.
Yeah, well, that was your fault. You told me to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll never forget that, though.
How was I to know? He's a guy, let me just say this. He's a guy who hasn't had sex in 35 years. I wanted it to last for him, so I said, before you do it, take care of yourself so that you have a little staying power. But as it turns out, he wasted it all.
You kind of assumed that there'd be unlimited fuel in that tank.
Well, there was no fuel.
There was no fuel.
Murphy fuel.
I don't even want to think about Murphy fuel.
Okay, thank
you, Dennis.
Hey, I love you, Doug.
I love you, Dennis.
Doug, I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Hey, can I get a new call you one day?
No, Dennis, hang up now.
Please,
you see, Dennis, we have these nice conversations, and then you want to take again.
Dennis,
okay,
we got a break for
commercials.
We got a break for commercials.
Okay, you all have a good day.
Dennis, here, I tell you what, you can help me out. We're going to go to break now.
Okay.
You can tell people that we'll have more calls coming up after these commercials. Go ahead. Take us to break, Dennis.
More calls are coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
This is not over yet.
Howard Stern, Mike G, Gord Liddy, and the Great Man.
Okay.
WJFK.
WJFK.
The only two guys who know what the S and F Lee Daily really stands for. Don and Mike.
Back to calls, and let's go to Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. A while back you were doing you were trying to encourage people to call in from places like Cleveland.
Right.
And I'm a guy from Cleveland, and I listen to your show, and I love your show.
Okay.
And I know there's other people out there, but we're kind of soft-spoken and quiet people out here.
Yeah, very quiet.
And I wanted to encourage my fellow Clevelanders to call in, and I know you guys are all quiet and everything, but call in so we can get them on a good FM station.
All right, the Clevelandanites.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the support. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Long Island. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hi, this is Len from Long Island. Now, I want to categorically deny that any listener from Long Island could possibly have called the David Letterman show.
Yesterday, why?
Well, there are only six of us, and none of us have David Letterman's telephone number.
Well, sir, all you have to do is call CBS.
Well, I do want to say, though, that I'm recruiting listeners on WJJD in Chicago for you over the Internet. I have a lot of chat friends in the Chicago area.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah, you know, yesterday I got pissed off at a guy from Tampa who called, who said, you know, hey, I'm your only listener down here. And we're on in 42 cities. And, you know, we don't say this a lot because it sounds very pompous. We're kicking ass at like 35 of the cities that we're in. Yes, we do have some problem cities. Tampa Bay is one.
Yeah.
Cleveland is another.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island is another. Chicago is another.
Right.
Those are the cities where we need help.
But we're doing well, you know, in all quadrants of the country.
If we got on and read the ratings for all the cities that we're number one in, and I'm not talking about number one overall, but the demographic that this show goes for is adults 25 to 54. If I told you all the cities we're number one in, then suddenly you'd be bored.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be bored. It's like every city's number one, number one, number one.
Well, I've left my four-hour club card at work so that everybody there can see it and hopefully join up.
Yeah. See it and know. They can see it and they'll know.
They'll learn.
Hey, if they want to get those good prizes, you know.
They'll learn and they'll... Well, thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Thank you, Len.
Bye-bye.
Len, a man who listens to the show in Long Island, and I know we have more than six listeners in Long Island.
That's right. I think he was joking. He's on the Internet. He's recruiting people in Chicago.
Hello.
Don?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I have two questions.
Yes.
My first question's for Buzz.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, because I have never heard you get a question that you couldn't answer.
Oh.
Ooh, the answer man.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, okay. I don't know the answer to it, so you have to know the answer. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the name of Dudley Do Right of the Mounties horse?
Mel? It's Nell.
No, that's his girlfriend. We're talking about his horse here.
I thought the horse's name was Nell. I think Nell's the one that gets tied up by
Snidely
Whiplash.
Snidely
Whiplash on the tracks.
I'm coming to get you now.
Yeah, I'll save you now.
I'm off.
I can't remember that right now.
I'm fantasizing about Dennis Rodman now.
I think the horse's name is Maximilian.
Maximilian? That's not it.
That's our favorite horse.
Okay,
what's the other
question? The other question is, are you guys on in Michigan? Because I'm moving to Michigan.
No, ma'am.
Nowhere?
Who is that?
That's that? That is so obnoxious.
Who is that?
He's really obnoxious.
Who is that?
His name is Duffy, and he's my brother, and now the whole nation knows he's obnoxious.
Oh, rabbit scared.
Duffy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Here's another mobile car. Another mobile phone from a car. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
This is Terry. I was just coming down from Baltimore on the Beltway,
mm-hmm.
and I went by the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
A lot of people think we're kidding about that with the 4-hour club.
That's well, right. I was unsure myself until I actually saw it up by Connecticut Avenue.
It's all filled with the carcasses of listeners that are out of the 4-hour club.
Well, they keep it pretty clean and shiny, though.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. And that smell that you get, that's the smell of rotting flesh. The smell of rotting, burning flesh.
Here comes the Wienermobile. They're going to make his hot dog.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Dan in Reno, how are you?
Yeah, Dan, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing fine. Saw you when you were in Reno, and it was just a great show.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
Want to tell you how loyal my wife and I are, even though we're not 4-hour members.
Okay.
We don't have the time with kids, but we cut our honeymoon a day short last February so we could drive back and listen to the Don and Mike show on a Friday.
Oh, well, now that's beautiful.
Way to go. Bravo.
We appreciate it.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for the support.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, you.
Hi. I'm calling from Wichita, and I was wondering, what time do y'all tape in D.C.?
What time do we tape?
We taped this morning, didn't we?
Yes, we taped the show at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m. every single day, Monday through Friday.
So if I want to call from Wichita, I got to call you between 8 and noon, your time.
Right. Lady, hold on a second. Lady, you're on right now. We don't tape. The show is live.
Okay, understand you're
that's
live.
That's why you're listening right now and calling during the phone scan right now.
Now, we don't tape. The show is live.
Okay, you're live.
That's why you're listening right now and calling during the phone scam right now.
Duh.
Well, so you're talking to some guy already on the phone while
ma'am,
I'm calling.
Ma'am, no,
you.
Turn the radio on now. You're going to hear yourself.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, we'll prove it.
Turn it on.
All right, let me see. Then you're going to say, turn down your radio.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to say, duh.
Turn up your radio.
You're
going to
hear yourself.
I doubt it. Uh-oh.
Turn down your radio.
I did. I can't believe it got to you guys the first time.
Well, now that big brain of yours has some more information in it, doesn't
that's
it?
That's pretty exciting.
Whoa.
I'm going outside.
Bye.
Hey, don't say bye yet. Wait. What? I got a Drew Lockhart story.
Oh, well,
I think you're dying now.
Although, you know what? No.
I think it was like in 1974, Jesus Christ Superstar came to Utica, where I live, Utica, New York, and Tim Neely was playing the role. And they were a hot item back then, I guess.
That's what I said to June when I met her out in Los Angeles. I said, Jesus Christ, you're a superstar.
Well,
come here, kiss me.
That. But, so,
hey, hold on a second. Are you? How long have you been listening to the program?
Do you know? Are you aware of the fact that when we were in Los Angeles last fall, that
no.
June Lockhart was on our program? I swear to God.
Really?
And she kissed me. She kissed me more than one time. She had a drink with me at a hotel bar.
She holding up pretty good.
No. Are you kidding? She's fantastic.
Well, she looked pretty good back then. We were already in our seats. She walked down the aisle, you know, real close to the front, of course. And that was my sighting of June Lockhart.
Oh, Don actually tongue wrestled with it.
I did. You know what she kept saying as I was shoving my tongue down her throat?
Lassie!
Someday you have another joke, Dave, because I got a great joke.
Oh, you have another joke?
Yeah, that's a big popular feature on the show, too.
Yeah, joke day.
Let's do that again.
What's your joke, lady?
Okay, lady. Why do pygmies not wear tampons?
Why do pygmies not wear tampons?
Why?
Because the strings drag the ground.
Because the string what?
Drags on the ground.
Drags on the ground.
What's funny about that?
Where's the joke?
Let Sherry explain it to you later.
No, I think they understand it. I don't think
it's funny.
Did you make that up yourself?
No.
Somebody told you that joke? Like it might have made the rounds or something?
Yeah.
What would it matter if the string from a tampon dragged on the ground?
Well, I don't know. If you're a pygmy, it might bother you.
Why would it bother you?
I don't know. I mean, that was a funny joke.
Why did you think it was funny?
What's funny?
Maybe if you explained to us why.
Because I'm kind of sick, like, you know, your jokes are sometimes, so.
But if you, could you explain to us specifically why you thought it was funny?
It doesn't matter.
No.
But I found you guys by accident about
it. You know, on Memorial Day weekend, at this stage of the show, it really does matter.
Please tell us that.
It's our newest feature, a joke autopsy.
Well, I can't join your four-hour club because I don't get a chance to listen.
But why is the joke funny?
Why is a pygmy's tampon string hanging down and touching the ground funny?
We want to understand. That's what we want to do.
Mm. Well, you're not a woman, so I guess that's...
No, but listen.
Really?
We're familiar with tampons.
But you never had to wear one.
I don't think it's that funny either, and I know what they are.
Yeah, and don't make all those assumptions, okay?
It's all relative, I guess.
Is it because the pygmies are so short? Is that the funny part?
Yeah, but what's funny? What's funny though?
I don't. If someone once told me, I have to explain the joke. Then
explain.
But this is one time where I think you should.
Come on,
hold on.
Tell the joke again, and then explain. So I can hear it again. Tell me the joke again, please.
Why can't pygmies wear tampons?
Why?
Because the strings drag the ground.
Okay, now explain why that is supposed to be funny.
I don't know. I guess I envisioned a pygmy. My dog just got loose. I gotta go. I really enjoyed talking with you guys, but I gotta chase my dog for about a mile now.
I guess we'll never know why.
Hey, I have a West Highlander White Terrier. I like good dogs, too.
Good, okay.
You keep changing the subject.
Thank you, Mrs. Kravitz.
Pleasure speaking to you.
I'll call you back, guys.
No, please don't. Please don't. Call us when we tape.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think your string's dragging.
Hello?
Hello?
Don on my show.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, whatever.
advice. Are you still reading Angle of Repose?
Oh, that book, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but can I tell you something? I can say this now because my wife's at the movies with my kid. I already ordered the motorcycle. Really, the book doesn't really matter. The book doesn't matter.
Okay. I guess you don't have to discuss it with her group then, huh?
No, I think she's still counting on me going to her book club, my wife's book club, to discuss it, yeah.
Well, do you know what angle of repose means?
No.
Mountains in physical geography, mountains degrade and are built up through time. Uh-huh. An angle of repose is when a mountain is at its equilibrium, is no longer going to mm-hmm. degrade or...
But if a pygmy, is wearing a tampon, does the string drag? And is that funny?
If you think about it, though, you can talk to your wife and her group about how important that is, that this guy is probably at his, like, equilibrium at his best time. It's a big literary thing. They'll be impressed.
Okay.
See, you could go into that book meeting with that information and maybe, win them all over.
Yeah. I think all I'm going to do is stand in front of my wife's book and go, ladies, why can't pygmies wear tampons? Hello?
Hello.
Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that some of us are loyal. I waited until I could listen for all 4 hours to join your 4-hour club.
Bravo. Oh, beautiful. Like hearing that. Thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. One more call. Last call, and it's you. Hello. Down on my show.
Chino.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Oh, yes, Dave from McLean.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about the Dudley Do-Right thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Nell was the girl's name. The horse's name was just Horse.
Horse.
Dudley Do-Right was an idiot, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Who the hell was the old lady? I mean, Gertie was the old lady. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. All right, it's the day before Memorial Day weekend.
Explain that to us.
All right.
Why was the horse's name just Horse?
Yeah, it was.
Why, though?
Because the horse had experience.
Smarter than horse, I reckon.
The string would drag on the ground.
What was the horse's angle of repose?
Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Hey, call us when we're taping, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's enough fun with calls. Please, no more calls. We'll be right back. Buzz with you. At this point, I'd rather hear some bad news from Buzz Burbank, and we'll get it in a second.
There you go. This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
JFK. WJFK.
556, here is Sherry Lynn Gribbley. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Donna Mike. This traffic report is blocked off on 270 just after Old Georgetown Road. CPS can handle your corporate payroll management. Put CPS on the task so you can concentrate on your bottom line. Dial 800-4-PAY-PLUS. That's 800-4-PAY-PLUS. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Now more live from the Comedy Bunker. Here's more with Don and Mike.
I like that phone scam.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good phone scam.
That was a wonderful phone scam.
I like it with all the wax calls.
Yeah, I like that. That lady was terrific. That lady who thought we taped the show at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All you whack jobs. You say hi to all the nut jobs. All the whack cases out there. How you doing? Hey, you nuts. How are you?
All right.
This is me. I'm talking to you right now. We'll be signing T-shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3. Next week, we have two appearances next week right here in the Washington-Baltimore area. So listen up. We'd love to meet you. You know, we had a great crowd of people last night and raised a whole bunch of money, like $5,000 last night for Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody that showed up. It was nasty weather here in the Washington area, and we appreciate you all coming by.
Still had a big crowd. It was nice to meet so many nice people who listen to this program on a daily basis. Next week, Thursday, June 1st, we'll be in Baltimore signing shirts for Don and Mike Bowl 3 at Bohagers. That's next Thursday night at Bohagers. You know, we've been there before. It's a big warehouse-type place in Baltimore.
Nice place.
And then next Friday night, we'll be at Studebaker's in Tyson's Corner, Maryland. And if you care, the Friday after that, June 9th, we'll be at Hooters in Fairfax, Virginia. And then Tuesday, June 13th, we'll be at Whitey's in Arlington, Virginia.
There's the schedule.
And if you're listening to the program outside of the Washington, Baltimore area, and you'd like to buy a T-shirt to support the cause for Don and Mike Bowl 3, and remember, all proceeds benefit the Have a Heart campaign for abused kids at Children's Hospital. You can order your T-shirts through the telephone and your Visa and MasterCard. Please call 1-703-691-1067.
All right.
That's where you get information on the game and how to order the T-shirts through the mail. And in advance, we say thank you. We got low budget jeopardy in the next hour. But first, as I mentioned, a look at the news. Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, the jury won't be hearing O.J. Simpson's taped interview with police, the one he made voluntarily the day after the murders. Judge Ito made that decision today after hearing from lawyers on both sides. Simpson's lawyers argued that a prosecution witness opened the door for playing the tape when he testified he'd heard Simpson had an airtight alibi. Prosecutors say the witness based that on a news report, not on the tape itself. Prosecutors say if Simpson has something to say to the jury, he can take the stand and face the cross-examination. A 38-year-old white woman is off the Simpson jury, replaced by a 71-year-old black woman. An eighth person has been bounced from the jury now, leaving just four people in the pool of alternates. It's a dangerous development for a trial that still has months to go. The ousted juror this time is the one accused of kicking and hitting black members of the jury. The new juror is a retired cleaning woman who, when told of the murders by her neighbors at the senior citizens' home, answered, "Who is O.J. Simpson?" During jury selection, she said she had no opinions about his guilt or innocence. A judge in South Carolina is refusing to rule out the death penalty for Susan Smith. She's the woman accused of rolling her car into a lake last fall, drowning her two young sons. Today, her lawyers asked the judge to exclude capital punishment as an option in the case. They said pretrial publicity has made a fair trial impossible. The judge said no to that. He said Smith's lawyers would have to prove intentional misconduct by the prosecutors for him to rule otherwise. The judge is also demanding to know the source of a newspaper report that government psychiatrists have determined Smith is sane and competent to stand trial. The paper says its reporter will not reveal her source. A Senate committee voted to approve Dr. Henry Foster as our next Surgeon General. The committee's vote was 9-7. The seven no votes came from Republicans, but two Republicans and seven Democrats carried the nomination. Other Republicans, meanwhile, are plotting the elimination of the Surgeon General's office altogether. And Republican Senator Phil Graham is threatening a filibuster to hold up Foster's nomination until that's settled. Graham is a candidate for president, and so is Senate Leader Bob Dole, who's threatened to keep the nomination from coming up for a vote. But with one hurdle for Dr. Foster already cleared, President Clinton has declared this a good day for the United States. The Ford Motor Company has changed its tune, and it's decided to join the big seatbelt recall. Ford is recalling about 282,000 Festivas, model years 1988 through 1991. Earlier this week, Ford said it didn't think its cars had this problem. Now, 10 automakers have agreed to repair or replace faulty Japanese-made buckles on more than 8 million cars. The stock market dropped today in relatively light trading on this holiday weekend eve. The Dow lost 43 points. Losers outnumbered gainers 2-1. The S&P was down nearly 5 points. NASDAQ lost 7. Kids, learn about science and get the finger for it. That story in sports. Next.
With the time I've spent creating a style for myself, why would I ride around in some schlumpy car? So I got...
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Penske drivers have won 10 Indianapolis 500s. That's a record. But there are no Penske cars in the lineup this year. Between that and the retirement of Mario Andretti, there are just three past winners in this year's field. The big race is this Sunday. Also Sunday, the longest NASCAR race of the season, the Coca-Cola 600 at Concord, North Carolina. Be sure and look for the Batman car. Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Final is tonight in Houston. The Rockets won the first two in that best-of-seven series in San Antonio. They'll host the Spurs for Games 3 and 4. The defending Stanley Cup champs face elimination from the playoffs tonight. The New York Rangers are down to Philadelphia 3-0 in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference semifinal. The Flyers and the Rangers play tonight in Madison Square Garden. Pittsburgh and New Jersey are at the Meadowlands tonight. The Devils lead the Penguins 2-1. Finally, they were there to learn about math and physics, these fifth graders in Bend, Oregon, but they learned a little psychology in the process. Their teacher had sent them outside to clock the passing cars. They marked off a half block and used a stopwatch to calculate the speed. And since it was a 20-mile-an-hour school zone, they held up a sign for the motorists doing 30 or more. The sign said, "Busted, speeder." Oddly enough, people don't take kindly to being nailed by an 11-year-old. Some drivers, says the teacher, got downright vicious, and certain speeders, he says, gave the kids a lesson he didn't expect. He says no fewer than 7 Leadfoots shot the kids an obscene gesture with an extended middle finger.
Ow!
I'm
Buzz Burbank.
Oh, no.
On the Don and Mike Show.
A future Don and Mike listener. Then, yeah. Hold on a second. Before we go to break, a call from Reno, Nevada. Hello.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. That lady screwed the joke up. The punchline is because they trip on the strings.
Still not funny, but thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Right.
Bye.
And Charles Broyhill was telling me millions of people were calling with that punchline.
Thank you all.
We appreciate all your support.
We'll be right back.
Radio.
Jail.
They take no prisoners. They dig no shallow graves. Don and Mike.
Kind of appropriate that we're playing the new song by U2 here. To come back into the break. You'll find out why in a second. This song will not be released until Tuesday. It's from Batman Forever. I like it. Yeah. I like U2. I like U2, too. That's like I read USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Today. Thank you for listening in Eugene, Oregon. My radio station there is KDVS. Thanks for listening in Rochester, New York on Hot Talk, WHTK. And thank you for listening in Baltimore on 1300 WJFK.
All right.
Oh, yes. Toe tap and touch tones this hour. We'll get some stuff for you to win. If we have time, we'll make just one more call to the 4-Hour Club this afternoon.
Good.
Maybe we'll get another winner before we get out of here for the big weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Burbank with news also. But now, let's play the game. Jeopardy, and as always, the first order of business is over the door. See which of Mike's psychotic personalities will be our announcer for today's big game. Hey, Bono.
What are you cups of bumpkins doing? I'm just not. It's really interesting in being here, but they tell me to come here, so I thought I'd come by and just hang out, okay?
This is a special request that I made this morning. When I called Mike, I said, you know, you do a good Bono, and we've never heard Bono on low-budget Jeopardy before.
Well, that's good. Which one of you is the fan?
I'm the fan. I'm the big U2 fan.
Me too.
How you doing, Bono?
I'm just glad that I could be here and use my position. Are the Smashing Pumpkins going to be here?
No, they're not here.
Smashing Pumpkins are not going to be here.
This isn't a regular interview, is it? I just want you to know that I'm not into doing a regular interview.
How come you do that thing all the time where you put your hands through your hair and you look like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know when
you
run your hands through your hair? Yeah. Yeah, like that. You're doing it right there.
Can I explain something to you?
Yeah.
You don't understand how difficult it is being born out. You just don't have an idea. You don't have a clue.
No.
You're a bunch of country bumpkins. That's what it is. You're a bunch of country bumpkins. As far as I'm concerned, it's an amazing amount of pressure.
What's your first name?
It's so screwed up. It's such a screwed up place that just people don't understand how difficult it is to be me.
What's your first name, man?
My whole name is Bono. I've heard that question so many times. It's so tired, man. It is so tired. It just makes me.
Do you ever chill out?
Me feel so. Why should I chill out when the world is such a place of turmoil? Why should I chill out when the world is falling apart? It's everywhere you go around, you turn around, everywhere you see the problems. The problems are just so terrible around.
Oh, what's that? Did you just go...
When I'm talking, I don't know whether you noticed it or not, I'd like to transmass this.
You know, I've got a tape of you here, Bono. Perhaps you can tell me what was going through your mind at the Grammy Awards this past year.
The Grammy Awards.
When you said the F word?
I just want to say that's not a true representation of me. It was taken out of context.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Taken out of context. It was taken completely out of context.
Here he is, Bono. Yeah, alternative.
I want to see the Smashing Pumpkins in the stadiums anyway.
That's not really...
Yeah, since we started out...
Shut up, Bono.
The college music chart and the alternative music chart has always been the most important chart for us.
It's really
from 1980 to about now. I think we've done okay in those charts. I think I'd like to give a message to the young people of America.
Well, you say the F word.
That is, we shall continue to abuse our position and f*** up the mainstream. God bless you.
That was taken out of context.
And how could that take out of behavior? You said the F word on television.
Okay, well, the F word's simply expressing my feelings. I think that's...
How do you rub your hands over your face all the time when you talk?
That's the most important thing for us to do, is to express ourselves. That's what America's about, isn't it? Let me ask you a question.
Yes, Bono.
Don't you think that's what America's about?
There he goes again.
Don't you think that's what America is about, expressing yourself and freedom of expression? That's what it's about, and that's why it's very important for people to express themselves in a manner that communicates their thoughts, and that's what I try to do in the music, and that's what I'm trying to do when I speak in public forums.
What a freaking bore you are.
You know, people have said that about me, but I let it just roll off me. I just let it roll off me, because I can do this.
Look at you.
Oh, wow. It's like a little ballet move.
Whirls around with his hands over his head.
I just turned around. I just spun around. That's what I do.
That's your answer when someone says you're a bore? You just turn around in circles?
I do. I just rub my hand. I rub my hands through my greasy hat, and I spin.
When's the last time you washed your hair, Bono?
I don't wash my hair. It's not necessary. Hygiene is something that's been created by the capitalist establishment to simply keep us all in line and keep us down. And if I washed my hair, I would be succumbing to that. You wouldn't want me to do that.
Are you a tinker? Are you a tinker?
I'm not a tinker. I don't. That's a derogatory term that's used to keep the socio-economic stratosphere down to a certain level. I'm not going to succumb to that. Alone.
Tinker. A tinker is a gypsy. We were just in Ireland on Monday of this past week.
Oh, you're in my home country.
Yes, we were in Shannon, Ireland, in Limerick, Ireland.
There's some great people over there. There's some people that are oppressed and people that have all sorts of problems.
There were some really dirty people that we saw. These people that were like living in trailers by the side of the road with no running water, and they had hair almost as greasy as yours.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? That's
yeah.
A superficial assessment of what people are all about. You have to look beyond. You have to look beyond their problems and beyond the dirt under their fingernails and beyond their green toenails that break too hard. And you have to look deeper into their souls. That's what I've tried to do.
Hey, Bono. Can I show you something? You mentioned about playing a sitar with a green toenail. What? What's this? I've taken my shoe off. I'm taking my sock off.
That's a beastie tuna you brought there. What is that?
Look at this.
That's all
right.
Green in it.
I am playing the sitar with my big toenail.
That's fascinating. How are you able to do that? That's as excited as I've gotten since I've come in here. How are you able to play that? I noticed when you're strumming the sitar that it doesn't. Your toenail doesn't seem to flake or chip at all.
Oh, no, it's hard as a rock. Eric Clapton wanted to buy my toenail. He offered me $1,000, world's greatest guitar pick.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you use any kind of polish?
No, that is just natural grunge.
I got some shellac that you could use. I got green toenails, too. That's
you have green toenails?
I do. Sometimes during my concerts, I like to take my shoes off, and I've got very coarse green toenails. They're all very long. Don't worry about hygiene. Hygiene is simply meant to keep us all down.
If you care so much about the world, and if you're such a humanitarian...
Lies in my beautiful balloon.
If you care so much about the world, how come I don't see you like giving your millions of dollars away to charity?
I don't think it's necessary. I don't feel that charitable organizations know what they're doing. They're basically victims of the man. You're all victims of the man. You're all participating... Excuse me, let me run my fingers through my hair. You're all basically victims of the man, don't you understand? Don't you understand that?
You look like you're in pain.
I'm always in pain. I'm constantly in pain because I feel sorry for my fellow man. I feel sorry for everybody that in a day-to-day existence deal with the hypocrisy and all the...
Should you feel sorry? You're a rock star. You got millions of dollars. You got adoring fans. Hell, you should be loving life, man.
Can I say something to you and to all your listeners and everybody here right now? You're all just terrible hypocrites. You're all just pushy hypocrites, is what you are. And you're all going to be miserable someday when you realize that your entire existence has been for absolutely nothing. I'd just like to make this statement, if I could. This is a political statement I would like to make.
Yes.
My name is Bono. I simply hate everybody.
All right, I have two things to say to you.
Yes.
First, I'd like to know your opinion.
Sometimes I have a primal scream that releases all the inner beast in me, and that makes me communicate with my family and communicate with my fans more effectively. And I just want to say, I hate all my fans as well.
Here's something I think you can relate to.
They don't understand Bono.
I have recently come to terms with the fact that I find Dennis Rodman of the San Antonio Spurs attractive, and he's recently said that he's had fantasies about men.
He's the lad that colors his hair, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Okay, he's a fan of my music.
He is.
He's written me letters.
Have you ever had thoughts about... Dennis Rodman?
I've had thoughts about everybody that I've come in contact with. How else would I be able to come in contact with him? If I didn't think about them. Everybody I know about, everybody I read about, everybody that I shake hands with. Everybody I shake hands with, I know and I think about. What's your question?
Here's my question. How come pygmies don't like to wear tampons?
That's the easy one, because they trip over the strings.
Oh, you got that one. That's the first time I've seen you smile today.
That's the last time I'm going to smile, too. I've got it's time for me, you know, a little bit later on, I told your producer that I was talking to that I need some time after the show. I cannot be disturbed.
Why?
That's the time during the day. Every day I set aside 30 minutes so I can brood. It's my Bono brooding time. Don't disturb me when I'm brooding. If you interrupt me, I'll get very upset because you're all a bunch of hypocrites. Don't you understand?
Seems like you're brooding now.
No, I'm actually in a very good mood.
Well, this is tip top for you.
This is tip top for me. And I just want to say, I'm looking forward to meeting the Smashing Pumpkins.
When you're in America, you're here like for the big Memorial Day weekend. Will you be going to the beach, going to the boardwalk?
Absolutely not. But I would. Yeah, I'd be working on my pale skin. If I stand out in the sunshine, that would spoil the image. And so I basically stay inside. I stay inside. I stay inside. Wait, I've got a song coming up.
Hey, B-Man.
I stay inside.
Hey, B-Man?
Yes.
Are you aware that you're here to be the host for Low Budget Jeopardy?
They've explained it to me. I will do my very best, even though I think that the entire concept is basically catering to capitalistic and materialistic desires on the part of the entire society, which I find to be abhorrent and repulsive. I don't think it's something that we should do, but I will do it here because I'm making a special exception to my Bono rule.
Here's our phone number.
Brooding time.
Man, are you greasy?
I have to be greasy.
Jesus, you're greasy.
You stay inside all day long and get no sun. I need some sunglasses.
1-800-636-1067. That's our phone number.
I need some sunglasses.
You got another sunglasses?
Some sunglasses.
Is this how you write your great songs?
I'm creating right now. That's what I'm doing because my name is Bono and I'm taking my... Let me just say, if I could talk to the youth of America now, it's important for each and every one of you to take yourself seriously. Take yourself seriously. I'll open my eyes now.
Let me ask you one. As we go to break at 1-800-636-1067, we'll take the first two calls right now for Low Budget Jeopardy. Let me toss out a name at you. I want to do a little word association.
You're gonna toss out a name. Do you want me to catch it?
And you tell me what you think when I say this name.
Okay.
Some names of some famous people.
I enjoy those games. Okay, that's what I do with my therapist.
Bill Clinton.
Hypocrite.
Al Gore.
Hypocrite.
Newt Gingrich.
Bloody hypocrite.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh. Now you've aroused my sexual fantasy. I think about him. You see that lad you had out in the lobby?
The guy with the big Herman Munster boot?
He's got his hair slicked back and it's kind of short on the side.
Yeah.
I thought about him. I was wondering if we could get together a little bit later on. There's something about him that's got magic. It's those big fucking slim feet that I'm attracted to.
Let me throw out another name, then, if you find Rondé attractive.
Yeah, but he's a bloody hypocrite, too.
Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan.
You know, from MASH and Dragnet?
Aged bloody hypocrite.
Okay, aged bloody hypocrite.
Aged bloody hypocrite. I just want to say that I think that everybody's a big bloody hypocrite. That's okay. The whole problem.
What about Booty Holly?
Booty Holly. Booty Holly. He would have been great in the Smashing Pumpkins. He would. And I just want to say you're all a bunch of country bumpkin hypocrites.
Okay.
I'm here under duress.
I know you are.
And you better get me out of here soon because I've got special brooding time that I'm going to take for myself.
We will be right back to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Ryan, you realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This Don and Mike show.
Oh, this is one of your favorite songs that you're playing right now.
You're starting to piss me off, you know that?
You're starting to piss me off, too. You know when you piss me off?
When?
You said I was dual.
When said you were what?
When you said I was dual.
Dual?
No. You said I was dual.
No. Speak English.
You called me dual before.
Speak American.
I just would like to say on behalf of me and the band, I don't think we're dual. I think we're actually very exciting. You just have to look beyond the superficiality of the situation and check out the deep meaning of the band and me bonding.
How many $1 million did you make off that album, Zooropa? I love that album. How much did you make? $10 million off that album?
You're overestimating the significance of the money to me. I don't pay attention to the money.
Don't you live in a mansion?
I don't make money because I'm dual.
Don't you live in a mansion?
I do.
You live in a mansion. Don't you have like a big Rolls Royce?
It's necessary for my privacy. Don't you understand that?
You like material things as much as anybody, Bono.
I just want to say the reason I live in a mansion out in the country.
You better watch it.
Yes. It's because I'm dual and I need my privacy. I'm on a tight schedule too. It's necessary for dual guys to live in mansions. Out in the country to make sure that they have their privacy and so they can be dual. That's the reason I live in the country. You wouldn't understand that because you're an American. All you Americans are so you're in love with money. Money. That's the whole reason. Money is what makes and drives you, don't you understand?
How come you Irish people put gravy in all your food?
It makes it taste better. That's
I went
fine.
To a Chinese restaurant where they put gravy on shrimp.
Yeah, I like gravy on shrimp.
I like gravy on shrimp.
Covered with gravy, and the potatoes covered with gravy.
Can I tell you something?
Gravy is very significant in Irish culture.
I went to a Chinese restaurant. I don't know if I mentioned this on the air or not. I got a spring roll. I ordered a spring roll.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? It was filled with ham and potatoes. I swear to God.
That's the way they taste good, ham and potatoes. That's what I'd like to put in these spring rolls. I like that. And I like to cover the whole thing with gravy, even the ice cream. It's necessary to put ice cream on your beef. I like my beef covered with ice cream and the ice cream covered with beef gravy.
What's your first name?
My name is Bon.
No, what's your first name? Was it John, Fred,
no.
Mike,
Sonny?
John, Sonny? Yeah, Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono, stop right there.
He's my cousin.
All right, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. If you can get off your high horse, for God's sake. You know who the hypocrite is here? You're the hypocrite.
I'm not
Bono.
A hypocrite. It's people like me that keep people you in check. That's the way it's supposed to work. And I'm not dual.
Okay, Sonny, let's hear about this before you got to go back to your country.
Okay, you want me to read me papers here that they give you?
Read the papers with the names of the people who are playing the game.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now from the studios, the returning champion. The three-day winning total is £177.
Dollars.
From Sterling, a security officer at Bullis Airport. Michael Littlejohn.
Hello, Michael Littlejohn.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
Well, when I go to the movies now, it doesn't have to be a matinee, and I can actually afford to go to the concession stand.
He's got a problem with his phone. I'm having trouble hearing him, but it doesn't matter. I talk to the low.
Sorry, Bono.
That's okay. That's Bono.
Sorry, Bono.
And now entering the studio is our challenger. He's a communications engineer in Chantilly. From Lothian, Maryland, let's say. Hi to Jack Levesque.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
You know, there's another guy named Bono. There's a guy that plays football for the Kansas City Chiefs. His name is Steve Bono.
Steve Bono. I'm related to him. He's Sonny and Steve. They're both. I just kept the last name. I didn't want to. I didn't want to keep me first name.
So what is your first name?
Robbie. And now I'm in the studio to host your budget trip today.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a, sounded like you had a bit of a lumber. Now I'm in the studio to host the low budget trip today. Michael and Jack, don't screw with their team. Say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Bono.
That made me laugh, too. I like it. You're controversial. You go over the edge. You know, we got a band member named Edge.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, he's in the band, so I like seeing you go over the edge. I like it when you F up authority. I can't say the F word, so they said I could say F to substitute.
Sure. Right. Sure, Rob A.
This is a good FN program.
Can I tell you something? I feel like you're my booty now.
You are my booty. You want to be booties?
Can we be bosom booties?
We can be bosom booties under one condition.
What's that?
As long as you don't think I'm still dual. I'm not dual. I'm a lively guy. I live in a mansion.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Jack.
Hello, LQ.
Hello. There were two of you there.
Hello, LQ.
Hi, guys. Listen to that. Which one of you was coughing up a lung there?
That was me, LQ. Mike.
Who's that, Mike? Okay, Mike. You got it under control?
I'll do.
That's the security officer at Doolittle Airport. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Must have been that spring roll I have with ham and potatoes.
Here are the categories. Categories are...
excuse me. I'm sorry. Bono's got a little bit of acid.
The categories are...
excuse me. I know I get on the streak and I can't stop myself.
Hose bags.
Excuse me.
Hose bags, wonderful hose bags.
That's a good one.
Who sings that less than classic rock?
Classic rock.
Name that World League of American football team.
Oh, football.
Name that TV talk show topic.
Super.
And celebrity current events.
Wow.
That'll be the last one. That was from deep within your soul.
Here are the categories again, fellas. They are hose bags, wonderful hose bags.
I got another one coming up.
Who sings that less than classic rock?
Excuse me.
Name that WLAF team.
I hope they don't smell.
During events.
Sorry.
And name that TV talk show topic.
Super.
Let's see. Jack, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, my friend.
Okay, let's go for who sings that not so classic for one.
Okay, I'll tell you the name of a stinky song and tell me who sings it, please. The Night Chicago Died.
Oh, jeez. Would that be, Sweet?
Michael, it's your chance to steal on this tribute to materialism.
No, guys, and don't forget to answer in the form of a question. It's a paper lace. Who is paper lace? Mine.
Sorry.
That was me. It's got to keep track of the bodily functions, isn't it? Jack, you're in control.
Let's go that not so classic for two.
Okay, the song, You Light Up My Life.
Who is Debbie Boone?
Debbie Boone.
That's $2 for you, Jack. Way to go. You're in control, so let's continue.
Oh, let's wrap it up for three.
Great song. I'm surprised you haven't covered this one, Bono. Muskrat Love.
Who is the Captain and Tennille?
There you go.
Well, you done it.
Muskrat, listen to the sound of the muskrat.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Jack.
Go, Jack.
Well, let's go with hose bags for one.
Not just hose bags. Hose bags, wonderful hose bags.
I want the hose bags.
This hose bag is owner of the Cincinnati Reds.
Who is Mark Schott?
Yeah.
That's $1 for you.
Excuse me.
That was me again. I'm sorry.
Hose bags, wonderful hose bags for two.
These two hose bags play Cagney and Lacey.
Who are Tyne Daly and Sharon Glass?
Ooh, no. Yeah, they're bringing one up just thinking about them.
Let's wrap it up for three.
She does that all the time, I hear.
This hose bag hosts a syndicated sports radio show.
Who is the incredible sports hose bag?
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
Who is the fabulous sports bag?
I will tell you, although aren't it for the flatulous sports bag, yeah.
$2 for you, Michael. You're in control. You better select your game.
Okay, current event for one, please.
Okay, these are celebrity current events, so good luck to you. This celebrity couple is celebrating their one-year wedding anniversary today.
Who are Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes.
Superficial hypocrites, both of them.
Can I talk to topic for two, please?
These two celebrities and their on-again, off-again marriage is off-again. This time they're headed for divorce.
Who are Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith?
Very good.
$2, they're both superficial.
Alice Green, get it out, please.
Excuse us.
And for three, in his new book, Richard Pryor says he smoked pot with this legendary TV comedian.
Jack, that means it's your chance to steal.
Who is Rodney Dangerfield?
No, good guess. No. He says it's Jackie Gleason. Does he smoke pot with Jackie Gleason?
I was wondering if there's a chance I could get me an ice cream before the show's over.
Why do you want an ice cream?
I'd like a nudie booty. Michael, you're in control.
Do a TV talk show for
one of my favorite ice creams.
Okay, TV talk show. I'll tell you the topic and you tell me which show had it, okay?
Okay.
For one, husbands and their sexual secrets.
Well, who is Oprah?
Oprah.
Jack, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Donahue?
Donahue, yeah.
That's $1 for you, Jack. You're in control of the board.
We'll take TV talk shows for two.
Can I tell you something? Bono?
Yes.
You're kind of phony.
I'm a phony guy. I'm a phony. You took on me phony boom. That's right.
For two.
You sure you don't have a nudie booty?
TV talk show topics for two. Women gripe about attractive neighbors.
Who is Sally Jesse Raphael?
Oh, nip that in the bud. Michael, it's your chance to steal it.
Who is Oprah again?
Oprah, yes, Oprah.
That's, okay, what was the dollar? Hold on a second, I've gotten confused. I hate it when that happens. What was the dollar value?
Two.
$2, okay, that was $2 for you, Michael. Select again. Select again, please.
Just go into the topic category, please.
Easter meats.
Pardon me?
Easter meats.
And blood sausage. Jack, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Jerry Springer?
No, who would possibly do a show about Easter meat? Of course, it's Regis and Kathy Lee.
I like that Mike and Maddie show's good. And Michael, it's your chance to get control of the board. Go ahead again.
Okay, what is World League for one, please?
Okay, it's the last category on the board now, fellas. Name that World League of American football team. As you know, I am the only man in America that follows this league.
What's your raise your standards and stop wallowing around in the mud?
For one, Barcelona.
What are the Dragons?
The Dragons, yes.
That's $1 for you, Michael. Select again, please.
Okay, for World League Two, please.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Who are the Frankfurt Storm?
The Frankfurt who?
Storm.
The Frankfurt who?
Storm.
Oh, Storm. No, close.
Okay, his telephone sounds like he's got a Dixie cup with a string on it. Hey, Jack, your chance to steal.
Oh, geez, that's way beyond me. Who are the Frankfurts with mustard?
No, the Galaxy. The Frankfurt Galaxy.
Michael, it's your chance to remain in control. I guess that's not a chance.
Last question on the board.
You are in.
Go ahead and finish it out.
Okay, finishing up the board, Scotland.
Who are the Kilts?
No, that's a good guess, though.
The Highlanders.
No, it's the Claymores, the Scottish Claymores.
And that's the end of this tribute to materialism called Low Budget Jeopardy. Both guys are tied. They have the same dollars.
Oh, they have the same dollars? How many, Alex Trebek, how many dollars do they have?
That means the game's a bit of a dud, doesn't it? When they both have the same. Jack's got $9, Mike's got $9 too.
All right, guys, anything can happen to me.
Excuse me, that was me. I had my ham and potatoes spring roll.
Anything can happen in the final round of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is where we physically force you both to bend it all. Good luck. And the category is Money Talks. Oh, hey, Bono, you like this? More materialism.
I shower it. You're just rolling around in the mud. I wish Woody Holly was here. He can give me a nudie booty.
Money Talks. This late night talk show host recently turned down $5 million to do a commercial for dog food. This late night TV talk show host recently turned down $5 million to do a commercial for dog food. Don't forget to answer the form of question, fellas, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a tube of my Bono hair grease. Now you can get that greasy look that I like to wear sometimes when I'm on stage.
Sometimes.
Just put a little dab in your palm, then you smooth it into your hair just so. And you can be effing up the mainstream and abusing your position just like me. And I just like to say on behalf of me, someone run out right real quick and get me a nudie booty. Now that's a final Low Budget Jeopardy with that extra budget.
We say to go away for Low Budget Jeopardy.
Sorry, they're tied. Doesn't matter who do I go first. I'll go to Jack, the challenger. Hello, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Jack, one of the off boys. Jack, Money Talks. This TV talk show host turned down $5 million to do a commercial for dog food.
Who is Jay Leno?
I'm sorry, Jack, that knocks you down to zero, but this was a tribute to materialism anyway.
And Mike, our returning champion, you can win if you have the correct answer.
I'm going to guess. I'll see who is David Letterman.
Yes, who's David? Yes, Dave Letterman.
And that means, Michael, that means you're a little bit of Jeopardy champion.
Oh, thank you.
It's very exciting. I know it's an exciting movement for you.
Congratulations. Please tell Michael about the wad of dough he's won, big enough to choke a horse, Bono.
It doubles the score to $18. We throw in a $25 bonus. So it's over $43 for you, Michael Littlejohn. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bono. Thank you, LT.
You must be thrilled, hey?
I am ecstatic.
Jack, my friend, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Just go away. And these gifts that Bono, Robbie Bono has for you. Bono?
First of all, for you, Jack, you won a Starbucks T-shirt and a large frappuccino. Refreshingly too sweet, low fat, not as good as a nutty booty. And you can only get it at Starbucks, but wait.
There's more.
I don't appreciate setting myself out. This is catering to capitalism and the materialistic superclass that we all cave in for.
Oh, I'd
just like to lodge my protest right now.
Shut up.
Wahoo, free stuff. Who shot Mr. Burns' prize pack? Lots of good stuff from Fox, the home of the Simpsons. It's courtesy of Skybox, with a new series of Simpsons cards due out this summer. And call your Valeria at the Hotel Design, the business travelers. I hope they have naughty boys. But wait.
There's more.
You want a pair of tickets and a T-shirt from the hit movie by Savoy Pictures, Tales from the Hood. From executive producer Spike Lee, Tales from the Hood offers up a masterfully designed twist on horror. It's chilling, so you'll be illin'. And that's it. That's it, mate.
Hey, Bono,
peace and love for all of you.
You're looking.
And sticking.
Like Popeye's chicken.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, Michael and Jack. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And you, my greasy friend who is so confused.
I'm not confused. I'm very focused. I just seem like I'm confused because I run my hands through my hair so much.
Thank you for coming by.
Okay.
Get the heck out of here. Drive on the right side of the road in this country. And don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Huron Incorporated. And it's distributed by King World. Now you just go back and wallow in the mood.
Is there one more thing you'd like to say?
I'd like to say Vishal.
There you go.
So long, everybody.
Bye. Man, he's brooding, isn't he?
Sourpuss.
Unbelievable. What a downer.
I like that. I like him. That little rat.
That little greasy rat, Bono. A quick commercial break. We'll come right back. Toe Tap and Touchstones. Buzz Burbank with news. Please stay with us. We're not done.
Radio needs a good kick in the...
I broke up.
Don and Mike all after you.
The Grease Man at Night. Washington Superstation.
I'm still not convinced. The big money isn't in sight.
106.7 WJFK.
Back, look at the Friday Night Fight of the Lights. 653. Here is Sherry. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Cunard. Eastbound 50 slows briefly at 704. Brief delay sent from the Severn River Bridge over to the Bay Bridge if you're traveling to the beach this afternoon. Northbound 95 at the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Watch out for an accident. Two right lanes are blocked as a result. Southbound 95 still very slow right now from Springfield down to 123. Look out for an accident. Southbound 301 south of Shortcut. That's in Prince George's County. Book your transatlantic trip on the QE2 and receive a complimentary or low-cost return flight on the Concorde. Call your travel agent or Cunard at 1-800-538-5200. I'm Sherry Lickers, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Yeah.
Four lungs are better than one. So listen to the Don and Mike Show.
What's that buzz? alarm. Get yourself together there. I just hit the wrong button.
I could use an extra minute.
Okay, take it, please. Before we get out of here, let's make another call in the four-hour club.
All right.
I want one more person chance to win $100 and a chance to qualify to win the trip to Australia with our thanks to the good people at Foster's. That's Australian for beer. Answer your phone by saying, I love Dennis Rodman. Okay? I love Dennis Rodman.
There you go.
I mean, that's a statement I'm making. I love Dennis Rodman, but I want you to answer your phone to the same statement.
And because you love him, you want everyone else to love him.
Yes. So answer your phone, I love Dennis Rodman, give you $100. Listener number 02190 in Pennsylvania.
The password is, I love Dennis Rodman.
And I do. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
He's all over the place today, too. Covers of newspapers, covers of magazines.
You should see my bedroom. You know how that crazy guy, you know how in the line of fire he had the pictures of JFK all over the wall? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Patters.
It's the same way for me, pictures of Dennis Rodman everywhere.
You have his shrine.
Except I don't want to kill him. I want to marry him. Hello? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we'll try another one.
Thank you very much for your support.
Another one from Pennsylvania. This would be listener number 02532.
The password is, yeah, I love Dennis Rodman.
Answer your phone by saying, I love Dennis Rodman. We'll know you're listening to the show right now. Give you $100 and a chance to swim with the sharks in Australia.
Breathing.
Come on, big box. Yeah, no luck there. All right, go to the next page. Good. If you've been hearing this the past week and you're thinking, gee, I'd like to join the four-hour club,
mm-hmm.
First off, keep in mind, you've got to make a serious commitment if you listen to all 4 hours of the show every day. God bless you.
It's serious business.
We want you to join. The phone number to join is 1-800-404-H-O-U-R.
Man, you would think some people went away for the holiday.
All right, let me try Louisiana, okay? How about area code 318? Here's the number. 03828.
The password is I love Dennis Rodman. Maybe they don't celebrate the holiday in Louisiana. Of course, maybe I'm wrong.
They celebrate every holiday in Louisiana.
They do?
Every day is Christmas in Louisiana.
That's right. It's a fun place.
Yeah. Love Dennis Rodman.
You do. You really do.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this... Oh, man, I forgot which number I called here now. Is this the Troy...
Arsenault
residence?
Yes.
Is this Troy?
No, this is his dad.
That's his dad. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
My name is Don, and I'm here with my friend Mike. We're doing a radio show now.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, and is Troy your son?
Yes.
You know, he joined our four-hour club.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and we're calling to see if he was listening to the show right now.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
We're calling to see if he's listening to the show.
He's in Houston. He's not here.
He's in Houston?
Yes.
Okay, well, have a good weekend. Tell me something. Do you enjoy Oscar Mayer hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you might be biting into one of those and, like, find your son's ID bracelet in there.
That would be a surprise.
Yeah, because he's not home now, and we have to turn him into a hot dog.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll try one more. One more, because we got to get out of here, because it is a busy holiday weekend. Let's try in Reno, Nevada, listener number, here we go, 03622.
The password is, I love Dennis Rodman, you know.
Dennis, put the human part on. Just, I love Dennis Rodman.
I love Dennis Rodman. Here we go. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Do it. Come on, do it.
I don't know where I'm calling. Oh, Reno. Got it. Reno, Nevada.
I'm good, man. Okay.
Yes, hello. It is, oh, man. I lost the number. hi. What's the last 4 digits of the phone number I just called?
Good question. 8628.
Okay, is Todd there, please?
Sure. Just a second.
I want to talk to her.
Okay, Todd, here we go. He says, I love Dennis Rodman. Boom. He's fat. Hey.
Bad city.
Here we go.
This is Todd.
Todd.
Oh, jeez.
Todd.
Yeah?
Todd, this is Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
What do you think's going on?
Why would we call you, Todd?
I wasn't listening because there's a Giants game on.
Oh, he has the best excuse of all. Our show is preempted right now in Reno.
We don't have to turn him into a hot dog.
No, he has the best excuse of all. Yeah.
And he's actually listening to the station's other programming, too, which is really...
Well, that does us no good.
That is correct.
Does us no good. Listen, if you had answered the phone by saying, I love Dennis Rodman, we would have given you $100.
But I really do love Dennis Rodman.
Are you listening to the station right now, really?
No, I changed the station because the Giants game was on.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right. I'll give you the money, then.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you $100.
Great.
Would you have been listening to the program?
Just about every day, I would have to say.
If the
Giants
game was not on, yes. Tell me something. Is the show been on at all today in Reno?
I don't remember if they caught the first part. I hear them say there was a Giants game on today, so I didn't even flip it over.
Oh.
I don't listen to K-Play in the morning.
Did you listen yesterday?
No. My fault. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
There goes that $100.
There goes that $100. If you could have told me something happened on yesterday's show, I would have still given you the money.
Sorry.
Well,
it's a serious commitment when you join the 4-Hour Club.
Well, now you guys finally started calling again.
No. But, hey, listen, that doesn't matter. You gotta listen, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
You gotta live up to your obligations.
You gotta listen.
Okay. All right, let me give you something else, though. No money for you. I'll give you a copy of... What's that movie we got?
Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you tickets to the movie Tales from the Hood.
Okay, great.
Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, see, you got to take it seriously, folks. You got to take your commitment seriously.
More disciplining tomorrow. Monday.
Not tomorrow, not unless you're spending the night with me.
Tuesday.
Tomorrow, day off. Yeah, Tuesday. And there's the Toe Tap and Touchstones. You just put something on?
Lotion.
Let me tell you. Man, your hand smells good, Diana. Where's that hand been? She came in to give me the prize sheets and... God, that smells good.
Is it like rose petals?
No, it smells nothing like Allie and Cutter.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just my own private fantasy.
Phone number 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100 right now. I gave you some stuff. And with the last look at the week's news, here is Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Well, Judge Ito has made that big decision. The jury will not hear O.J. Simpson's taped interview with police. Now, that's a setback for Simpson, whose lawyers wanted the tape, which was made the day after the murders, played in open court. They say a prosecution witness opened the door on the tape when he testified he'd heard Simpson had an airtight alibi. The prosecution argued that the witness got that from a news report, not from the tape itself. There was a knock-knock joke circulating early in the trial that had a person answering O.J. who, and the punchline was, "You're on the jury." That's not far from the truth in the case of the newest member of the panel. This 71-year-old, a retired cleaning woman, said precisely that when she heard neighbors at her senior citizen's home talking about the murders. During jury selection, she said she had no opinion on Simpson's guilt or innocence. She replaces a 38-year-old white woman who's been kicked off the jury for, among other things, irritating the black jury members. The panel of alternate jurors is now down to 4, dangerously low for a trial that's been expected to drag on for months. In South Carolina, meanwhile, the judge in the Susan Smith case has ordered a reporter to go to jail. The reporter published a story in her paper saying that state psychiatrists had deemed Susan Smith sane and competent to stand trial. The judge wanted to know where the reporter got that. The reporter refused to say, so she's been ordered to jail after her lawyers file an appeal. The judge has also refused a defense request to rule out the death penalty for the woman accused of drowning her 2 sons. Smith's lawyers argued that pretrial publicity has made a fair trial impossible. United Nations officials have called a stop to their airstrikes against the Serbs in Bosnia after some UN peacekeepers were taken hostage in retaliation for those airstrikes. Russian President Boris Yeltsin says he'll intervene in the situation only if the airstrikes stop. It is a good day for the country, according to President Clinton, that after a Senate committee voted in favor of the nomination of Dr. Henry Foster to be the next Surgeon General. 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans voted to recommend Foster to the full Senate, but there were 7 no votes from Republicans as well, and Republican Senator Phil Graham of Texas is threatening a filibuster to hold up the confirmation. He says he'd like to wait to see if Congress votes to abolish the Surgeon General's office. Graham, of course, is a candidate for president, so is Senate Leader Bob Dole. He's threatening to refuse to bring the nomination of Dr. Foster up for a vote. President Clinton says he'd hate to see any of this happen.
It would be unusual and warranted if this fine man were denied his day in court in the Senate. And I don't believe the American people want that to happen, and I don't believe that a majority of the Senate wants that to happen.
It's been a rough start to the holiday weekend for Long Island Railroad commuters. A wildcat strike by the railroad's engineers has wreaked havoc with the evening rush hour. Union members are slowly straggling back to work under a federal court order. Last recall for Philip Morris. The company's recalling a wide variety of its cigarettes with contaminated filters. The filters reportedly have a metallic taste, an offensive odor, and possible irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat could result from drawing through them. The story of a blob that terrorized the town of Tuttle, Washington. An X-File from the Buzz File. After sports, next. This Buzzcast brought to you by Sonny's. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Houston's looking for a third straight victory over San Antonio tonight in the NBA's Western Conference Final. The Rockets up 2-0, host the Spurs in Game 3 this evening. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Philadelphia could complete a 4-game sweep of the defending champion New York Rangers this evening, and the New Jersey Devils take a 2-1 lead in their fourth game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Baltimore Orioles have recalled outfielder Jeffrey Hammond and reinstated outfielder Andy Van Slyke from the 15-day disabled list. To make room on the roster, they've optioned pitcher Arthur Rhodes and outfielder Sherman Obando to AAA. But Major League Baseball still suffering the consequences of its latest strike. Through Thursday night, average attendance is down nearly 27%. Finally, a mound of greenish goo oozed along the side of a logging road just outside the town of Tuttle, Washington. Emergency workers were called to the scene. Authorities feared the blob was highly corrosive and possibly life-threatening. Hazardous materials experts donned their special suits and masks to clean up the mess. The stench, they said, was horrible. A sheriff's deputy fell ill from the fumes. So what was it, this horrible green substance that struck fear into the hearts of these brave men? Well, as it turns out, it's the absorbent gel they put in disposable diapers these days.
Oh.
Oozing out of a very large pile of used diapers. The road has since been reopened to traffic. The citizens have returned to their homes. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. No. Yes, that's it. We're out of show.
Okay.
Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Enjoy your extra day off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Did I make it?
Yeah, buddy.
Excellent.
What's your name, my friend?
My name's Doug.
Doug, hi, where are you from?
I'm from Finchburg, Maryland.
Doug, for you, a Starbucks t-shirt and a large frappuccino is refreshing, not too sweet, low fat, and you only get it at Starbucks Coffee. But wait, there's more. You've won 5 lottery tickets. It's the Meriden Lottery's Vacation Madness game. The $5,000 winner could be you.
Woo-hoo!
But wait, still more. A pair of tickets to see the movie Tales from the Hood.
Excellent.
Spike Lee's new movie and a t-shirt, too, from Savoy Pictures. Tales from the Hood.
Excellent.
It's chillin', you'll be illin'. And remember, we're lookin' and sickin' like Popeye's chicken. Thanks for listening.
Cool, thanks.
Have a great weekend. Well, that's it. We're going to go. Monday is best of. Please enjoy your holiday weekend. A reminder that next week, wow, we got a super busy week. Aline Cunningham, radio's number one psychic, will be with us. Down, boy, tying in a knot.
Okay.
She'll be with us next Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday night, we'll be in Baltimore for another Donna Mike t-shirt signing party, Donna Mike Bowl t-shirt signing party. Thursday, June 1st, we'll be at Bullhager's in Baltimore. And next Friday, June 2nd, we'll be at Studebaker's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
We'll see you there.
For information about Don and Mike Bowl 3, including t-shirt sales and game day information, and this is the number you need to have to order your shirts with Visa and MasterCard, please call 7-